Buildings by Design brings you the Preps Football Game of the Week on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Tom Roach Field on the University High School campus here in Greeley, it is 1310 KFK Preps Radio Playoff Football today. 2A action quarterfinals, University Bulldogs at home against the Classical Academy Titans. This is going to be fun. Mike Danson, as always, to my left. Mike, I'm looking forward to this. I think this is the best matchup on the card today.
Yeah, I agree. Clark, you have this TCA team, the only team to beat Eaton over the last 2 years coming up here, and University has a seven-game winning streak going.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get in the way of Cole Croson and this offense that University's got going, but I think that's the key today. We're going to get to your keys to the game here in just a second. But for me, I look at it and go, this is a big physical TCA team. Can University get enough offense to keep them in the game here today? They're an underdog, but boy, oh boy, they're an underdog that has a bite and can win today.
Yeah, University, they're getting used to playing this underdog role in the playoffs all last season and makes the run to the semifinals, and here they have a chance to do it again today. One thing, since Croson has taken over this University offense, they found a run game all of a sudden.
Sure,
this is a team that every year I go into the season going, are they going to be able to find a running game? This year, they're up over 2,000 yards as a team, so they found one.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And with the litany of quarterbacks they've had, I mean, they've gone through the run University has with Logan Getting, and then, of course, Johnny Weirich played for a little bit. But, boy, they found the winner out there, the junior, Cole Croson, both sides, throwing it, running it. He has been terrific. I think he needs about 250 yards of total offense on his shoulders today to get this team to advance.
He's definitely the leader of that offense, and they're going to need a huge game out of him going forward.
This is the Martin Marietta pregame show. Thank Martin Marietta for their sponsorship here on Preps Radio. We're going to come back in a moment and get to our keys to the game and players to watch. Mike will have that next when we come back. Playoff football on Preps Radio today. It's UH and TCA. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to Tom Roach Field in Greeley, University High School today. University, the Bulldogs, the 12 seed against the 4 seed, the Classical Academy, the Titans from the Colorado Springs area. Let's get to our keys to the game. Players to watch, presented by SOAR, stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen, a training program focused on helping athletes reach new levels of performance, rise above the competition, improve in speed, agility, strength, power, and reaction. Simply look up SOAR Athlete on Facebook. All right, Mike, keys to the game for a big one today, 4 seed and 12 seed.
Yeah, we'll start with Classical Academy, the Titans. Players to watch, running back Ethan Arigundi, 1,095 rushing yards, a 7.3 average, 14 touchdowns on the season. So when they get down around that goal line, look for him to carry the ball. Outside linebacker Caden Rusin, 45 tackles, 10 tackles for a loss, 6 sacks on the season. So he's going to be the one bringing the pressure today. And then the big guy here, Aaron Johnson, he's a wide receiver cornerback. So looking at his stats, 211 yards rushing, 6 touchdowns, 379 yards receiving, 6 touchdowns. He also has a kickoff return and a punt return for a touchdown this season, and 5 interceptions on defense. So
he's look out for that guy.
Yeah, he is the do-it-all for the Classical Academy Titans. And then one, we don't get to talk about him very often at the 2A level, but the kicker, Evan Lepore, 33 touchbacks on the season, so when they do score, the other team is going to have to go 80 yards if they want to match that score. 53 of 53 on PATs this season.
Automatic.
And 7 of 12 on field goals with a long of 48. Keys to the game for the Titans. I think they should spy Croson. Don't let him single-handedly carry this University offense and beat you that way. And number two, on offense, they need to know where Kean Baxley is lining up and what tendency comes with where he's lining up. He's going to move around on that defense. If he's over the guard, is he definitely going to blitz? If he's outside, is he in coverage? They've figured out all those tendencies, so you got to know where he is. He could ruin a game for that Classical Academy offense if they just don't know where he is. Let's move over to University, the Bulldogs, players to watch. Cole Croson, we've talked about him a lot. One of the weird stats coming into today, Clark. Cole Crosant, 781 yards passing, 781 yards rushing.
That was symmetry, man. To my ears, yeah. I love those numbers. Yes.
Just very odd to see that. 75% passing this season, 12 TDs, only two picks. That's a big deal because the other two quarterbacks that were playing this year were throwing a lot of interceptions. So he also has seven rushing touchdowns. And then I talked about him in the keys to the game for Classical Academy. Kean Baxley, 66 tackles, 15 TFLs, 4 sacks, 2 interceptions. He leads the team in all of those stats. And then the three-headed monster running the ball is Daggett, Molina, and Doss. Combined, they have 983 rushing yards, 11 TDs. So any of those three guys could run the ball for
terrific.
University.
Yeah, terrific running game.
Keys to the game for the University Bulldogs. I think you have to stack the box defensively, play man coverage on the outside, force this Titan team to throw the ball. That's not what they want to do. And you must be sound in the special teams phase. They have a great kickoff punt return guy. So and there's going to be touchbacks, which frustrate your offense because you're always starting from the 20-yard line after you just give up a score. And they also have a field goal kicker. A lot of things that you don't have to battle against at this level is going to happen today. So those are your players to watch, keys to the game.
All right, players to watch, keys to the game, presented by SOAR. We're going to come back in a moment. We're getting next to our national anthem here in a moment. University and the Classical Academy for the right to go to the semifinals in the State 2A Championship. We'll come back in a moment. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back as we continue with the Martin Marietta pregame show. University and TCA get ready to go today. And we'll see what everything looks like as they come out, who's going to get the ball first. But pretty nice day. I mean, the weather shouldn't be a factor at all today, Mike.
No, it's a perfect, exactly what you would expect for a playoff football time in Colorado. Kind of chilly, but, you know, the grass is turning a little dormant. It's not that bright green, but a nice, sunny, cool day.
All right, come on, one, throw out some congratulations, of course, volleyball in 3A down at the state tournament today in Denver at the Coliseum. Eaton and Platte Valley are going at 2 o'clock, so in about an hour, they will go in the first of two semifinal matches. So Eaton, the 2 seed, Platte Valley, the 3, I think, coming in. I don't have it in front of me. But Platte Valley there, because remember, University, the defending champion, they lost twice, and they are done for the tournament. The other side of the bracket, the other semifinal, is Lamar, the number 1 seed. And they're going to take on Res Christian, the 9 seed, so Ben Reeser's club in there as well. 3 out of 4 Patriot League teams. Mike, why is it that every sport we talk about, it's how many Patriot League teams are in?
Must be something in the water up in this area or something. Just a bunch of athletes. It's awesome.
Yep, no question about it. So championship at 6 o'clock tonight between the winners of those two matches. 4A Palmer Ridge, the 1 seed, and Windsor. Laverne Houston's team is in to the semifinals. They got beat by Thompson Valley yesterday, 3-0. But we know how good Lester Thorne's team is over at Thompson Valley. Terrific volleyball team. And so Thompson Valley is going to get Lewis, the winner of Lewis Palmer and Niwot, which we're playing. I didn't get that final. But Thompson Valley, that's a 2 o'clock semifinal matchup today for TV. And Windsor, as we said, they should be playing now, I believe, against Palmer Ridge. So we'll try to get you updates on those as we go. So should be fun.
And Clark, Lewis Palmer did win, so Thompson Valley will play Lewis Palmer
there
at
you
2
go.
O'clock. So.
Yeah, would be awesome to see Thompson Valley and Windsor get a rematch as Thompson Valley beat Laverne's team 3-0 earlier in the tournament, but they can certainly turn the tables. That'd be something to watch. So a little bit of volleyball update there for you. We've got all kinds of football, too. We'll be getting texts in from Kyle Johnson, who's doing some volleyball broadcasting down at the Coliseum today. If he hears anything, if you guys hear anything, you can certainly shoot me a text if you want. If you hear any scores, you want to throw it out there, 970-534-7600. You can text me, and I'll get it right here at the station. But or at the field, I should say. So should be fun. A lot of local games today, too. I mean, right across town, Northridge playing at home today against Palisade. You've got Eaton playing at home at 2 o'clock today against Basalt. So there's a ton of Thompson Valley, I think, is also today across the highway at Ray Patterson. So They're playing Evergreen. I mean, it's a you have your choice. Last night and today for high school football playoffs, you had a lot of choices. All right, Mike, what do you think today? I think this is can UH put up enough offense against this defense to give us a really good football game? What do you say?
Yeah, I agree, Clark. The thing about Classical Academy is there's not a lot of yards for that offense, but lots of points have scored. So that tells you, we were talking about it, their turnover differential. I think you have that, but they get a lot of turnovers and they're scoring on a lot of short fields.
Yeah, they're plus 23 this year. They've had 29 takeaways, TCA has, and just six turnovers. They don't give it up much. So kind of ridiculous numbers for the Classical Academy on that note. Dylan Supp and Cole Croson are deep here, and the kick from Lapore is deep into the end zone, and there it is, Mike. There's the weapon. Even though you've got Cole Croson back there and you'd love to get the ball in his hands, you're going to start at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, every time that TCA is going to be kicking that ball off today, we're going to see that same result. University, if they're going to want to put points on the board, they're going to have to take it 80 yards.
All right, dogs will go to work at the 20-yard line here. Looking forward to seeing what this offense can do today. Cole Croson, the junior, loved the numbers. He's going to change this number here in a second, but 780 yards both rushing and throwing the football this year. Here they go, empty backfield on first down, trips to the right. Croson's going to line up, throw it right-hand side. Jacob Cruz, the catch at the 18, and a flag immediately. And the defense for TCA says, nope, not here. And maybe a yard on the play, if that, but a flag as well.
Yeah, great job by the cornerback there for TCA. That's 13, Jaron Texer. He does a great job of reading that wide receiver screen on the outside. Puts a lot of pressure on the guy who's supposed to block him. Ends up getting a holding call.
Cole Croson to the sideline here. 5'8", a buck 45, the junior. But the number I love in all the numbers that he has, Mike, is that 75% completion rating and the 12 touchdowns, two picks. He's just efficient.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we're always talking about that. We want to see those guys around 60-65%.
Sure.
So to be at 75%, that's really impressive.
So put it back at the 10. It's first and 20 now for the Dogs. And send a man in motion. That's Paxton Daggett going to pitch it to him. Left-hand side, Daggett looking for a spot outside the 10. Hit there, right, maybe at the 9 even. So gets back anything there at all? No, probably not. Maybe even a loss of a yard in the play. It's call it second and 21 coming up. Already I see, Mike, how quick TCA is laterally on the defense.
Yeah, and they're fast at the linebacker position side to side, but you look at that middle area, you can't really run it straight at them either. There's some big guys up on the front of that defensive line.
All right, Bulldogs second down. Call it 21 here from their own 9-yard line. Croson's going to take the snap here, roll right side. Cole's going to throw it out. Pass is caught. Good catch on the outside there to the 21-yard line. The catch made there by Brevin Doss. The sophomore makes his 12th catch of the year, and it's a gain out to about the 21 where they'll have 3rd and 9.
We have another flag. There may have been a face mask on the tackle here.
That would really help instead of 3rd and long here for the Dogs to get this first down via the penalty. Let's see if that's exactly the case. Thank you to my good friends, AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care, folks. They take care of my car, my kids' cars. Let them do the same for you. It's AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland. Mike, what did we get on the call?
Yeah, personal foul face mask on TCA there. So a first down for University. That really helps them out as they were in a bind. They're looking at a long third down.
So mark it at the 43-yard line for the Dogs. 1st and 10 here, new set of downs. Trips left here for Cole Croson. See where they go. Looks like Cruz to his left. The handoff, no fake handoff. Go left-hand side on the pass. Dug out of the ground there. It's Logan Getting, I believe, who takes it near midfield and gets to the TCA 48-yard line. See if it was three, Logan Getting on a catch. Yeah. So given to the 49, the actually, I'm sorry, the 41-yard line on their own side. I got ahead of the mix there. So it's a gain of three, we'll call it 2nd and 7.
Looking at the way that the Titans are playing University here, they're really not worried about the deep passing game, apparently. No real safety. Their deepest guy is at about 6 yards. They're playing man coverage all across the board.
2nd down and 7. See if Croson takes off this time. Rolls right with the football, trying to get outside the numbers here. Still looking, looking. He'll dump it incomplete. Nowhere to go. Good pursuit that time by a couple of different tightened defenders that time, and Cole just ran out of time.
And as I was talking about that TCA team, man coverage all across the board, and that means that they're going to give the ability for Croson, if he sees something, to take off. Those guys are watching their receivers. They're not going to be looking in the backfield to see what the quarterback's doing. So he may find some space to run at some point today.
Bulldogs avoided the third down and long last time by the penalty on TCA, but no such luck here. Third and about 6.5. See what they do from their own 41. Croson wants the football. Junior quarterback's going to take it. Back he goes, two steps, fires downfield, looking up in the air. That's caught. Paxton Daggett, I believe, inside the 35, and Daggett to the 32. First down, UH.
And that's where man coverage at this level can really get you in trouble. That's just gives him a little stop, like he's going to run a curl route at about 10 yards, and then takes back off. Daggett wide open over the top. Good job of recovery for TCA, but this not really what I expected coming out here to start. I figured this would be kind of a lower scoring game.
Paxton Daggett, the senior, what a tool. Look at what he can do, folks. That's his 17th catch, over 250 yards receiving. He's also rushed for 345. Here's the throw. This one's batted down. They got in on Croson, who's not the tallest guy in the world. It says 5'8 in the program, but I'd bet him a buck on that. Just saying, but this is like Greg Garza last year, man. Two guys that can really play the position. Just what if you were 6'5 and could play like that? You would be unstoppable. Second down here from the 35-yard line. That time they got in and were able to bat the ball away. And I think as a TCA front, you want to say that, you know, get your hands up. Let's make it hard for Cole to see down the field today.
Well, and we don't have heights for those big three defensive linemen, but they
guys
look like they're all over 6 foot, I would say.
Second down and 10, 35 yards. Yeah, that's right. Second and 10, 35-yard line. Send Daggett in motion here. Paxton going to line up now, loop behind the quarterback. Fake handoff, going to throw it now. Cole looking right-hand side. Croson's going to dump it again. Just very matter-of-fact, almost, you know, playing like a senior right now, although he's a junior. Do you see a flag?
Yeah, and we're going to get a flag here, Clark. Croson almost has to just kind of throw that one at the feet of his running back. They set up a screen play, which means those offensive linemen are releasing and getting downfield. So when he throws it downfield, even over the head of a receiver he's not even trying to throw it to, we're still going to get an ineligible man downfield call.
Yeah, Mike hits that one right on the head. And so it's going to drive him back from the 35 to the 40 here.
TCA is going to decline that, take third and 10
they
instead
are.
Of
How
second
about
and 15.
That's interesting. That tells me a lot about what Justin Rich thinks about his defense. He said, yeah, let's get to third down. We'll stop you no matter what. Third and 10 now for University, 35-yard line of the Classical Academy. Cole takes the throw, the snap, goes left-hand side, pass is going to be caught, knocked out of bounds. Logan getting near the 30, Mike, but that's 5 yards short of a first down. And now, is there any decision here? Look for the Bulldogs. Avery Sewer, the sophomore, 35 of 41 PATs, but 0 for 2 on field goals. Don't know how far he could kick
it. I
think
just knowing what I know of Coach Doss, this is an area where he's going to be aggressive and go for it. He's got nothing to lose. This University team plays as the underdogs.
So fourth down and 5, UH, the 30-yard line of TCA. Croson in an empty backfield. Cole goes right. They come to him in a hurry. Spins out of the first tackle. They've got him again, and down he goes back at the 40-yard line. They just kept coming in tears, the Titan defense.
That's Rusin there for TCA, able to get in there with the sack. Puts a lot of pressure. Able to get around the first guy was Croson, but not the second guy.
So the defense, as we figured, this defense is going to bow up, and they sure did. Justin Rich in his sixth year with the Titans. First meeting between the schools we could find. And here comes Andrew Brown, the sophomore quarterback, on first down. Where is he going to go? Give the handoff right side. That's Ethan Aragundi. Takes the football out, follows that big offensive line out to about the 46-yard line. So give him 6 on first down.
That's just a simple zone read play there from TCA, reading that backside defensive end to see if he's going to keep it or let it go. Lets that one go, and they pick up a bunch of yardage.
So second down about 4 here for the Classical Academy. Give you the numbers on Brown here in a second. Tries to go hard count, and the Dogs almost jump. There's a man in motion. That's Aaron Johnson. Rolling right with the football here. Brown looking to cut upfield, and they got him. That's a nice hit by the Dogs there. No gain. It's going to be third down and four coming up.
I think that's Giovanni DeSantiago for University, and they're making a great tackle.
So here's a big third down. First one for TCA to try to convert on. Their own 36-yard line, third down and four. The sophomore Brown quarterback wants the football, gets it. Where's he going to go? Give the handoff left-hand side. Spinning left-hand side. They're short of the first down. 48-yard line at best, and they needed midfield.
You know, Clark,
was that Brown? Was that Aaron Johnson, 23, that went? And,
no,
because he's walking off hurt right now.
I think that was six. That was Eric Gundy. Motion there.
Johnson hobbling off, though, and that's a big guy, as you alluded to in our keys to the game.
Yeah, that's huge if he's injured.
Here's fourth, Mike. Are they really going for this at the 48? Let's see. It looks like they are. They go to right up the middle, a direct snap coming in. I think it was 44 for the Classical Academy. See if you can get a number on that.
Yeah, Josh Snyder.
Yeah, that's who it was. Came and took the snap and then took it up the middle.
Clark, they had two split outs to the left, a tight end and a wing, and that's where Snyder was lined up, is that wing. He motions in behind the center and just gets under him and does like a quarterback sneak.
Interesting play there, and a first down for TCA at the Dog 48. Fourth and four paid off right there. Snap back. Brown's going to give the handoff left-hand side. That's Aragundi, who spins inside the 45 of the Dogs and down to about the 43. So give him about five or so on first down. It'll be second and five here for the Titans.
And see, that's two plays. You take out the quarterback sneak. That's two plays that they've gained yardage on, where they've ran inside the tackles, zone plays. And then the times that they were kind of staying stagnant, they tried to get outside. So maybe running right at the teeth of this University defense is what they need to do.
Second down and five here. Brown wants the football. He has it. The sophomore up the middle. Couple of good cuts. He's got a first down as he lays into the 37-yard line here. Needed the 38 and got the 37. Another set of downs here for TCA.
He acts like he's going to sling it out for a wide receiver screen, but that is a quarterback ISO play all the way, just giving his lead blocker enough time to get to that linebacker so the hole could open up.
Halfway through our first quarter, 6 minutes to go, no score in the ball game. Titans on the move. Back to throw goes Brown. Looks to sophomore. Right-hand side pass is going to be caught. Terrific layout and catch on the outside that time, I think, for Classical. Do I see one?
It's eight. Dylan Gould.
Yeah, Gould's ninth catch of the year, Mike. This is a guy that's got over 100 yards in receiving yards now.
I really like that throw. That is a us or nobody throw way on the outside on the sideline. That's not an easy throw for a high school quarterback either.
22-yard line of University. First down here. TCA, no score in the ballgame. Brown to throw. Looking. Goes left-hand side. Pass is going to be incomplete. Tried to get it on the outside that time and could not pick up his receiver. And it will be a second and 10 coming up.
And Brown, he had number 16, Jake Jennings, going down the sideline. He had beat his cornerback by about 2 yards if he would have just laid it out there. I think they would have scored on that one.
That pass intended for Jaron Texer. Got him put on the scorecard here. Second down and 10, 23-yard line. Brown's going to keep this one up himself there after a fake handoff. Takes it into the 19, the edge of the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone. And it will be a third down now and about six or seven for the Titans.
That's a great job on that play. Another zone read play. Great job by the University defense of sticking to their keys. The guy who was keen on the running back went and tackled him even though he didn't have the ball. And then your quarterback guy is right there also.
Bulldog fans trying to cheer on their defense here. Big third down, third and six, we'll call it. Aragundi up the middle. Does he have a first down? He does. Follows his blockers. Good cutback. And he's inside the 10 and down to the University 8. It'll be first and goal, Titans.
The one thing we know about Titans right here is even if they don't turn it over, they're easily in field goal range with Lepore. So it's pretty much 3 points at this point. Let's see if they can make it six, maybe seven.
Saw Lepore in the pregame hitting 50-yarders like it was nothing. He is 53 of 53 on extra points this year, by the way. They go right-hand side. This is Caden Rusin, and Rusin goes to the five. He's a big kid. Don't have heights and weights on the roster here, but in fact, you know what? I'll take it back.
I'll tell you, Clark, if Croson is 5'8", then Rusin must be like 6'7 or something like that.
They've got him listed 6'3, 205. But yeah, you're right. So second down and five here, or second down and goal, I should say, from the five. TCA, this is a big play right here. See if they can force TCA's hand and make it third and long. Brown wants the football, send a man in motion, right to left. They go to Rusin, left-hand side. Rusin to the goal line. Is he in? That's the question. No signal yet. Looks like he might be down at about the one-foot line. And it is going to be third and goal. TCA now from about the length of a football to the goal line. I just go right back there again, or you take Andrew Brown. Andrew Brown's a six-footer, a buck 73. The sophomore, maybe you just, it's a foot to go, Mike.
Clark, as I look over on that TCA sideline, it looks like Aaron Johnson's over there getting an ankle taped up.
Yeah, I saw him limp off earlier, so yeah, they do. They go up the middle. Rusin again. Did he get there? Let's see. Yeah, touchdown, TCA.
Very, very impressive drive for yep. TCA there. That's a, you know, we'll get to it in our scoring summary, but 12 plays on that Ooh. Drive, and we're talking about 5.5-ish minutes off of the clock.
Yeah, so what are we down to? I can't see the clock from where I am.
3:11 here.
3:11 to go,
left.
Yep. Well, that was a big drive, no doubt about it. So, and now TCA will play on the strength of that defense here against the University, and this is exactly the spot they wanted to be, up 7-0. Extra point by Lepore. Can he go perfect? 54 out of 54. Place kick on the way, and it is good. So we will step aside with 3 minutes, 11 seconds left to go, first quarter, and TCA in front, Classical Academy 7, University nothing. It's 2A state football today on Preps Radio, and we're back in a moment. It's brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. At Tom Roach Field, 2A state playoffs, and I bet Evan Lepore just did what he normally does and knocks that one out of the end zone, right, Mike?
Yeah, all the way out of the back onto the runway for the long and triple jump back there behind the goalpost.
Laying in severance right now. All right, here comes University. I think an answer here would be nice for University. At least I want to see him be able to move the football here, and not by penalty. I want to see him be able to get down the field here and see if they can against this defense.
Yeah, besides they had the penalty, and then they had the one pass kind of over the top, but TCA got right back on the horse and able to shut him down.
Paxton Daggett making that great catch earlier, and a perfect throw by Cole Crosant. Here come the Dogs now, second time with a football. Crosant wants it on first down. Where does it go to Jacob Cruz? No, he'll take it himself. The 20 tries to get outside. There's a flag. This might be a hold. To the 21, maybe he gets a yard, but I have a bad feeling that this one's going to be going the other way against the Dogs.
Clark, if I'm up here and I'm University's coach, man, I am going to run every play I can at number 13, Jaron Texer, out here. He's the left cornerback for this TCA team. He looks like he wanted nothing to do with trying to make a tackle.
Really?
Just kind of
go
gets
after
in there
that.
Really slow. And, man, I would run at him and make him have to step up there and make tackles.
Yeah, so it is a hold here back to the 10-yard line. So the Dogs, boy, that's a tough go. First and 20 from your own 10-yard line. You're down 7-0 to the number 4-seeded team. Cole Croson from the sideline gets the play from Casey Dawson. Now we're ready to go again. 10-yard line, first down, Dogs. Need to get to the 30 for a first down here. Croson with Jacob Cruz to his left. You got three receivers, trips left. Give it a Cruz on the handoff. Jacob trying to get somewhere, but, boy, look how fast there's that many white shirts in there, Mike, in the backfield. And they'll get him, knock him down at about the 8-yard line.
Clark, just looking at the scoreboard for local scores, already wins are down 14-0 in the first quarter against Broomfield.
How about that? Broomfield looks salty this year, folks. There's no doubt. That is our out-of-town scoreboard update brought to you by Journey Homes. We'll hit a bunch of scores today when we see them for you guys. 9-yard line here.
University can't keep putting themselves behind the sticks with penalties.
Second down, 21 here for the Dogs. Croson, empty backfield, gets it to Getting, and it's through his fingertips and out of bounds, incomplete at about the 15-yard line. So now you got third down and 21. Boy, and I think if you're University, too, the other thing is you can't really afford to get much behind in this game today, too. going to be. This team looks formidable enough, and you saw what they did to the Reds' offense. I know it was the first game of the season, but this defense can flat out play. Third down, 21, University from their own 9-yard line here. Croson empty backfield again. There's receivers all over the field. Back he goes. Now going to duck up, looking right, going to try to run with a football, and they got him covered, and down he goes at the 9. So unable to move the ball at all except to go backwards via the penalty, and the Dogs are going to have to hope for a good kick here.
Clark, these University receivers, as soon as they have ran their route and they look back and they see Croson kind of having to wiggle around and make some moves to stay alive, they have to do something. They can't just stand in the same exact spot because the defensive backs are right there next to them. You got to start moving, try to come back and help out your quarterback a little bit more.
So Johnny Weirich is on to punt it away, but he stands it right at the goal line here. It was Aaron Johnson usually. I think this is Texer back there now. The kick is almost blocked. Gets it away, bounces it to the 35. It's going to go dead at the 34. So this is going to be about a 25-yard punt. And the Classical Academy is set up in great field position now at the University 34-yard line, short field for Justin Rich's club as they'll get the football back here. Let's take a 30-second break. Come back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Mark Johnson, Mike Danson with you back in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Here's Eric Gundy on a 2nd and 2. Aaron Brown went 8 yards on first down. And now they'll move the sticks as they get to the 22 of University here. So first down, boy, if you could will a turnover here for the Dogs, this would be the time to go steal one.
Yeah, it's great to try to get those. But as we talked about, they've only had six turnovers on the season for TCA. So it's not something you can really bank on happening.
That's one every other game pretty much, folks. That's taking care of the football. Did they get him? No, almost got him to pop offside there. They'll put Johnson in motion. Good to see him back in the lineup here. Eric Gundy, and he is stopped behind the line of scrimmage, and they're going to get a flag here. Is it Weirich who came in and got him? I think it is, but he pulled his helmet off too at the same time, Mike.
Yeah, just grabbed right underneath that face mask as he tried to make a move around him and ripped off his helmet. And then the officials trying to get the play stopped so the player obviously doesn't take a shot to the head out there without a helmet.
Weirich with 4 sacks on the season was in pursuit of Andrew Brown, but yep, they're going to get a face mask and or horse collar, whatever you want to call that. He was all over him and pulled the helmet off, so it'll cost him. Going to put it down at the 12-yard line, and that's going to be a 1st and 10 here as they'll move the sticks. So at the 12-yard line of University, 7-0 lead, TCA.
50 seconds left here.
50 ticks left here in a quarter. Andrew Brown, the sophomore quarterback, will go back to work here. Give it to Rusin. Here's Caden Rusin inside the 10 and down close to the 6-yard line. Actually going to put his knee down at the 8. So give him about 5 maybe on first down. It'll be 2nd and 5 here, TCA.
And they just do what they do. The big offensive line is just opening some huge holes for the running game. As long as they keep it inside and kind of play to their strength with the size, trying to get side to sideline to sideline probably isn't going to work because that University defense is fast side to side. But up front, they definitely have an advantage.
2nd down and 5, the 8-yard line of University, 7-0. Titans lead, going for more right here. Eric Gundy, right-hand side. Does he bounce away? The 5-yard line towards the goal line. Is he in? Nope, to the 1. It's going to be a 1st down, and the Titans are going to have 4 shots, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. So we'll walk to the other end of Tom Roach Field, 7-0 TCA, but they'll have 1st and goal at the 1 when we come back with our second quarter. That kickoff brought to you by the J9 agencies. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Well, we open up the second quarter here thanks to J9 agencies. Terry Gertsch, Mike and Janine Freeman. Saw Mike and Janine out at Bowling for Turkeys the other day. Here's the give. Eric Gundy up the middle. Did he get there? Looks like he did. Let's see from a referee.
Short still.
Short still. So it'll be 2nd down just outside the goal line here for TCA. 7 nothing. TCA in front. They're trying to double it up right here.
Clark, a couple of scores in the area. 3A football. Evergreen up 2-0 over Thompson Valley. Palisade up 6-0 over Northridge.
Ooh, how about that? That's at District 6 Stadium, too, the Palisade-Northridge game. Here we go, second and goal from the one. Where do they go? Arigunde again. Nope, the keeper by the quarterback, and that's a touchdown. Andrew Brown, the sophomore, got in the right-hand side from a yard out. And so it's 13-0 now. TCA is in front. And if you're a dog fan, you better shake up the dice here and get them in the end zone next time. Down by two scores against a very good football team.
Well, and we're starting to see how TCA wins games. They kick it into the end zone, and you're start at the 20, and then if they hold you at that and they don't give up a first down, then they get really good field position, and they're able to move that, you know, 50 or 60 yards, whatever it may be, and get into the end zone.
Evan Lepore makes his 55th consecutive extra point this year, and we'll come back in a moment. There's a break. We get look up at the Gould Parts scoreboard. Oh, Gould Parts, 454-3355. That's the number you circle. Stick up on the fridge for any parts. The Gould Parts scoreboard, 14-0. TCA over UH. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back here to beautiful Greeley, Colorado today. We're out at University High School. Tom Roachfield, 14-0, the Classical Academy in front of the dogs here. So here we go, set up right where? At the 20-yard line again?
Right at the 20-yard line.
Wow. Against this defense, and you've got to, you just know you're going to have to go 80 yards each time. We were talking about that before. That's a lot to handle. First down, University, 20-yard line, down 14-0 now.
Let's see if they can not put themselves behind the sticks with a penalty here.
First down for Cole Crosant. Send a man in motion. That's Paxton Daggett. Going to go left-hand side instead. Pass going to be caught on the outside there. Good catch. 20, 25-yard line. Cut back here to the 30 and to about the 35-yard line.
I believe that's Doss.
That is Brevin Doss. You're exactly right. Got the number on it. It's 11. Brevin Doss, who makes his second catch of the ball game and 13th. Of the season.
And a good-looking play there for University. They fake the jet sweep, kind of get that defense moving to the defensive left, and then kind of sling it back out there to the receiver on that side, and he's able to find some space, makes a good move on the cornerback.
37-yard line, first down, University now. See if they can string together a couple of those. Crosant going to go where? Going to fake handoff, right-hand side, he'll keep it. Tries to get outside the numbers, they're in pursuit. Cole got the edge, though, 45-50. He needs one guy to beat, the 40, and pushed out of bounds. Down around the 30, where are they going to mark it? The 38-yard line? Tell me there's no flag.
There's a flag right on the 40-yard line there.
How about that? Boy, Crosant can absolutely turn on the burners.
Whew. At no point, Clark, did I see that being like a 30-yard gain.
No doubt.
And he was able to get out there and kind of get around the corner. But
Maybe the hold helped here.
We know why.
So this will go back against the Dogs again and these big penalties in the first half against the University. Boy, against this kind of defense, Mike, you need every edge. And going backwards is not the way to get it done.
Yeah, they've done it all three possessions now. Mm-hmm. This time at least they got a first down before they decided to take the penalty. So maybe they can try to flip the field a little bit. Tough sledding against this defense, putting yourself at long yardage needed.
Had success earlier throwing the ball down the field to Daggett. See if they can do something here. Need the 47 for a first down. Going to roll left. Croson with a football. The 20 tries to spin outside the number at the 30, I should say. And they spin him out around the 31 or 32, I believe.
And that's a great job by Gabriel Wright, the safety there for TCA. Does a good job of playing downhill through all the blocks after he read run and making that tackle on Croson.
Sideline warning against University. First foul has no penalty.
So put the ball at the 30. They need the 47 for a first down. Yeah, put it at the 31. So 16 is needed here. Second down and 16 for University. Clark Johnson and Mike Danson with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. It's our Buildings by Design game of the week. Talk a bunch about Buildings by Design today. What a great sponsor, too. 32-yard line, going to throw it. Croson right-hand side. Pass is caught on the outside there. Trying to get out that time. I think it might have been Getting. No, here's Getting on the near side. We'll get a number for you.
Yeah, it's so hard to see.
Yeah, it was Daggett. Okay, Paxton Daggett, who had the good catch over the middle last time. They tried him wide that time, Mike, and it just didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, Clark, those wide receiver screens are a fantastic idea when you can't run the ball in the middle. You try to get it out there, use that as your run game. But the key to that is those wide receivers that are out there, they have to block for their buddy to open those things up.
27-yard line now, so you need 20 here. Third down, 20 for Croson in the offense. Low snap. Cole pump fake. Now he's going to go down for Daggett up, and the arrow almost makes a catch. And he was trying to get behind Aaron Johnson that time. And Johnson, one of the studs on the Titans, was right there to knock it away. But, boy, maybe another couple inches, and it's over his fingers and in Daggett's hands.
Yeah, the do-everything cornerback, wide receiver guy for that TCA team does a fantastic job. He's playing over the top just like he should as a defensive back. And then you're able to make a break on the ball. If you're playing with somebody behind you, you're just not going to be able to make that same kind of play.
So Johnny Weirich in to punt it away here. And Aaron Johnson, just speaking of him, back at the 42 to receive the punt. Snap back is mishandled. Weirich's in trouble, and down he goes, back on the 24-yard line. Just couldn't handle the snap. You saw him bobble it, and by the time he got his hands on it, they were on top of him. And they put him down at the 24-yard line there. And TCA, here's that defense that just, I'm sure all year, Mike, has had a bunch of short fields.
Yeah, just given this offense the short field over and over again. That's when you look at this team, Classical Academy, they only had one guy as a 1,000-yard rusher. Right. They don't have 1,000 yards in passing, but they have 404 points.
All right, figure it out. Here's this flag down before they could get this one off, and actually a timeout. And University takes a timeout here. We'll step aside with 9:28 to play here in the first half. It is 14-0 TCA in front of UH. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Well, welcome back here to Tom Roach Field, 14-0 ball game. TCA is going to have a short field. Mike, in the Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard right now, anything new out there?
We still have the same score in the Thompson Valley and Northridge game. We got Holy Family up 14-6 over George Washington. Durango 7-0 over Harrison. At the 2A level, Delta 10, Alamosa 0. And then Montezuma Cortez is up 7-0 against Rifle.
Here's the handoff to Aragundi, right side, and he goes down inside the 20, the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone, right at the nose of it there. And so they put it at the 19-yard line. So give him six. It's second down and four coming up. Be going back to Mike a bunch of times during the day here to try to update you guys on some scores. All thank you to our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Here's the handoff again. Aragundi up the middle. Did not get the yardage needed for a first down. And it's going to bring up a third and maybe two.
It's a great job by, I think it was 43, Barrett Payne for University on that one.
Left with it is Brown. He'll swing it out, pass caught. There's Johnson. He's got the ball to the end zone, and that is, what, is he out
short,
just
yep.
In front? Yeah, going to put him out at about the 3 or 4, it looks like. And that's Brown, a sophomore, talented sophomore, to the ultra-talented senior Aaron Johnson that time.
And Johnson, that's the first time that we've got to see the explosion when he gets
right.
The ball. Man, he was fast. As soon as that ball was in his hands, he showed a little bit of a burst.
Six touchdowns for Johnson receiving and six rushing as well. All right, first and goal. Spin the ball right-hand side, looking for a hole here. Is it Johnson again? Spins out of bounds. It is. And the senior gets to about the 1. He's down close, maybe the 2 right there. So it'll be second and goal here. Boy, TCA, they're hard to deny down here, Mike.
Yeah, especially a team that is obviously, when you look down there, is a size differential at the line of scrimmage, offensive line against defensive line. So, man, I can't imagine trying to get outside again like they just did. Just go straight ahead.
Second and goal. See if they can get a turnover or something. They go to Rusin up the middle, and that is a TCA Titans touchdown. So touchdown for Caden Rusin, the senior. 6'3", 205. He's a bruiser. He had 9th rushing touchdown of the year for him. And for TCA, now a 21-0 advantage, or 20-0. But the extra point, I'm going to jinx him right now, has been nothing but perfect this year.
Well, they're missing a guy. They may make it harder here if they have to take a delay a game on the PAT.
Trying to go 56 for 56 this year on PATs. Lepore, place down, kick is on the way, perfecto. So we'll step aside here at Tom Roach Field. 8:43 to go, first half. The Dogs need to get it rocking. It's 21-0 TCA in front. We'll take a timeout. It's brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to Tom Roach Field University High School in Greeley. Preps Radio, 1310 KFKA and 103.1 on your dial today, and we thank you for coming along with us for the ride here. 21-0 TCA in front of UH, but there's plenty of time, Mike. 8:40 left to play here in the first half, so there's a lot of football left, but they got to turn the table now. They got to do something right now.
If I'm Coach Doss at this point, if I can get a positive gain here on first down, maybe set yourself up with like a second and five or something like that. If you have any sort of trick play that you can somehow get some momentum, get this crowd into it a little bit.
Sure.
You have to figure out a way to build momentum and then just continue to gain on that.
Crowd bundled up on a brisk day out here at University High School. They need something to clap their hands about, see if this is the drive they get it done. Croson, bad snap, down at his feet, picks it up now. Is he going to be sacked? Yeah, is that a penalty? It sure is. Got him around the face mask or just the helmet that time, and down he goes. That's going to be a big penalty here against TCA.
Yeah, that low snap, and then Croson tried to duck over the defensive guy flying in there, but he grabbed him right in that, I think, ear hole, and I think any hole on the helmet is considered for a face mask, so.
So penalty here, and we'll see them mark it off. First the call as they'll get to it. Want to thank Gould Parts, our scoreboard sponsor. Any part you need, truck part, car part, machine part. It's Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street there. Stick the number up on your fridge. 454-3355. It is Gould Parts. Face mask as we thought, Mike.
Yep, face mask. So here you go. You're going to gain 15 yards. Be out to the 35.
All right, let's get a CNH Solution scoring summary. The last drive here that they were able to stick in, or the last one that you have.
Yeah, the last drive, TCA, after the kind of mishandled punt, they took over on University's 24-yard line. Mm. It took four plays. The Rusin one-yard touchdown run, 55 seconds off the clock. That's the CNH Solution scoring summary.
Worst field position, starting field position from today, you said, was the plus 40,
the,
right?
The minus 40.
Or the minus 40, yeah. Outside catch made there. Paxton Daggett, and that's a first down. That's what they need to loosen up this defense a little bit. And Daggett takes it to the 43-yard line. First down, University.
Well, and University, I know you're down 21, but you cannot completely get away from your game plan at this point. 21 points, that's one touchdown here, one touchdown in the third, one touchdown in the fourth. See what shakes out there. But you got to stick to your game plan. You can't just get into something you were completely not wanting to do today.
43-yard line now. Cole Croson, the quarterback, with the blue shoes. Cole's going to go right-hand side. The junior's pass is caught on the outside. That catch made there by Alex Molina out of the backfield, and he is into TCA territory. Molina down to about the 47-yard line. And so that's going to be a gain of about 10, very close to a first down.
And that,
it is.
Once again, Clark, I don't want to pick on the young guy over there for Classical Academy, but if I'm University, I'm going to attack that left side of that TCA defense at that cornerback on that side. He wants nothing to do with making tackles. He should have been called for a horse collar there.
Going to throw Croson, gets it to Getting on the outside. Logan slips and then lays ahead to the 40-yard line, but that's a 7-yard pickup on first down. And the Bulldogs start to move the football a little bit.
Yeah, getting some pressure on that defense out of the passing game, and they're getting out of Croson's hands really fast. That way that pass rush doesn't have a chance to get home.
So second down and 3 coming up. Thank you to our good friends at Buildings by Design. This is the Buildings by Design game of the week. Full service general contractor, construction manager. Whether your project is a small ag project or a multi-million dollar commercial project, Buildings by Design can lead you through the process from inception to completion. Give them a call today or go online at buildingsbydesign.com. Not much there It is going to be third down, so second and short. I didn't see the play. Mike, what did they do?
Just ran it right up the middle in the left A-gap there, but the defense kind of holds tough. But now University puts himself in a third and manageable. That's way different to what we've seen so far today.
Yeah, that's right. That's a fact, no doubt. Third down and a yard here, and you know this is two-down territory for Casey Doss. 21-0, the Titans from the Classical Academy in front, up from the Springs. And they have looked like a number four seed. Croson, right-hand side. They come to him in a hurry. Throw downfield for Logan. Getting, oh, he dropped it at the 20, at the 15-yard line. I think Logan wants to have that one back.
Yeah, Croson kind of left that one just a little bit short and behind him, but definitely a catchable ball there. Getting should have brought that one in.
Well, we'll come back and get another chance at it. Fourth down and a yard. Boy, that would have put him down probably inside the 10, and Getting is a terrific receiver, too. But you're right, it wasn't the perfect throw. So throw a little half and half on that one. But it was a big chance for the Dogs right there. Fourth and one right now. They just need to have this offensive line go to work right here. Schmintke will come all the way to the near side here. That's Gage Schmintke, terrific basketball player for Bobby Irvin and company. They snap over the head of Croson, and that puts you right in to the turf at the 50-yard line. They'll turn it over. Gosh, that's tough.
Yeah, if something can go wrong for University, it has so far today. The first couple of drives, they get penalties that set them way behind the sticks, and this time they're moving the ball a little bit. They end up dropping a pass that would have gained them the first down easily, and then on the fourth down when you're going to go for it, the snap over the head. Just no luck for them so far today.
Boy, here comes TCA again, and they'll start at midfield. Holy cow, this team, the Bulldogs have to find a way to stop them here. 21-0, but at least offensively there were some good things that time. Maybe they can build on that, but they've got to stop TCA at some point. Midfield here. Back to throw now, looking, going to jump up and run with the football. Spins out of the first tackle, and now off he goes. Inside the 30, all the way down to the 26-yard line. That is Andrew Brown, the sophomore quarterback. And that's worth almost 25 yards right there.
Brown just does a fantastic job. He goes through his progression, standing there in his nice pocket, steps up into that pocket a little more, nothing there, and decides to take off. Great job by Brown. Looked like more than a sophomore.
All right, ball in at the 25-yard line here of University now. Going to roll right, Brown going to throw it. Hits his receiver, but he's nailed immediately that time.
That's Aaron Johnson again taking the shot there, and now he's down again, Clark.
Santiago on the tackle for University, 44 I had on it. Boy, that guy was rocked as he goes down.
No, if he's just...
Yeah, maybe just the wind knocked out of him. Sitting down at about the 25-yard line.
Looking at, like, maybe he has a cramp. I'm not sure. Yep. Maybe stretching out that left calf a little bit.
Second down and 8. Flip out the scoreboard there. Let's see if we can take a look around and see if there's anything new. Want to tell you about our out-of-town scoreboard sponsor. That's Journey Homes. Over 10,000 homes built along the Front Range, folks. They knock it out of the park. Number one builder in northern Colorado, Journey Homes. For a look at all they do, to see a great gallery of some great homes. Get your dream home. Go to journeyhomes.com.
Yeah, we have Broomfield now up 21-3 against Windsor. Evergreen 9, Thompson Valley 7, still Palisades 6, Northridge 0. Holy Family still up 14-6 on George Washington. Durango up 14-0 over Harrison. Move over to the 2A here. Delta up 10-0. And Montezuma Cortez still up 7-0 over Rifle.
All right, second down and 8. They'll give the handoff. Aragundi up the middle. He's got a first down, staying on his feet, but I think they're going to get a hold in here. I think big 68 right there was the guilty party.
Ethan Aragundi takes the
count. Aragundi for a first down. However, this is a hold against TCA. So they'll mark that one back the other way.
Clark, I can run through these 1A scores. We have Lyman up 21-6 over Monta Vista, Strasburg up 14, and Ray and Wiggins 13-20. Wiggins is up in that one.
All those scores courtesy of Journey Homes. Go to journeyhomes.com for more.
After that penalty, it's going to be second down in about
All right, first down, where are we going? 27-yard line of University. Second down and about 12 after the penalty here. They go to Aragundi. He shops for a spot. Now turns on the jets and moves inside the 20 into that Paul Dovenbarger shelter insurance red zone. And down to about the 17-yard line. Going to be third and a couple here, Mike.
Yeah, and I think if you're TCA, you're fine just kind of running this one straight ahead, see if you pick up the first down. If not, you can bring out Lepore and take a shot at a field goal here to put yourself up by three more.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They've got that leg. Here's a man in motion. What are they going to do? They go to Aragundi, right-hand side. He tries to get outside the numbers and dives into about the 13, but that's going to move the sticks. Put him down at the 14, but they needed the 15, so give him the first down by about a yard. And now, boy, oh, boy, Casey Dawson, his defense, they've got a bow up here.
Well, and TCA, they're just with 5 minutes now on the clock. They're going to kind of take their time here, try to score with nothing left.
13-yard line. Johnson's going to give, Brown rather, going to give it, and Aragundi nowhere to go, and here's another flag. Referees are getting their flags worth here. Thank you to my good friends at AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland. They take care of my car, my kids' cars, folks. If you're looking for fantastic auto technicians, these are the guys. That's, I'm not going to go anywhere else rest of my time. In Fort Collins, that's where I live. They've also got you covered in Loveland as well. AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland, they are putting the care back into car care. All right. So this is against UH here, Mike. That's not what they needed. Face mask against the D. They're going to mark this one down where? To the 7?
Coach Doss better watch himself on the sideline. The white hat seems to be getting a little frustrated.
Is that
with
right? Casey letting him have it, I'm sure. All right, let's see. Put it down at the 7, I think, is where we are. Here's the give. It's Rusin up the middle, and the big guy just powers his way into the end zone. 27-0. The Classical Academy starting to put a stamp on it. I'm not going to go away because University can throw the ball, but they're going to have to. How they moved the ball last time, they're going to have to do that on consecutive drives now and not come up empty with it.
Yeah, it just makes it tough at this point. You got to figure out a way to get some points here before halftime if you're University. You have two timeouts and 4:30 on the clock, so it is doable. But and I don't know how they're going to stop this TCA offense at this point. They haven't shown the opportunity, the ability to do it.
Yeah, you're right. TCA four times with a football, four times in the end zone. Kick is on the way, and it is good as LaRue makes yet another extra point. So we will step aside. 4:34 to go here in the first half, and it's an after touchdown break. 28-0 TCA in front of UH. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's a new day for CSU football.
He's got a touchdown!
And there's one show that talks more Rams than anyone in the state. Rams Weekly pairs Colorado and insiders Kevin Lytle and Chris Abshire with the host of the Hull Show, Brady Hull, for in-depth coverage on all things Rams.
I think it's going to be a hyper-competitive game. Canvas Stadium's going to be rocking.
Get your college football weekend started off the right way with Rams Weekly, Thursdays at 5 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA Greeley.
All right, kickoff here. J9 Agency's kickoff into the end zone. And UH will surprisingly, Mike, start at the 20-yard line.
Well, that one had to bounce into the end zone, though. It didn't make it all the way through.
The result? Yet another touchback. So UH will go to work 20-yard line, 28-0. The Titans from the Classical Academy looking to win their 10th game of the year. Only loss for them was against Elizabeth. But something tells me in a 15-14 loss in that ballgame against a really good Elizabeth team, something was weird that day because this team looks like, and the numbers we suggested, 29 takeaways, only 6 turnovers all year. This team just, they're fundamentally sound. It's a good physical football team. Back to throw here, Croson. Down the middle. Can he get it there? Logan getting the catch. That's what they needed to the 45-yard line. It is a UH Bulldog first down on a rope from Croson to Getting.
I wish University had a fast-paced offense at this point. This is the time where you need to jump on it, get going, get that momentum, take it, build off of that one right there. But here they go, huddling up and kind of moving slowly up to the line of scrimmage. Use that momentum when you get one like that.
46-yard line, their own side of the field, first down Bulldogs. 4 minutes, 11 seconds left to go here in the first half. Where are they going to go? Croson's going to keep it. Trying to get outside the numbers. They got him. That's a terrific tackle.
It's 47, Connor Carroll.
Yeah, terrific play.
For TCA there. And that's just a great job of a linebacker reading his guard that's in front of him. His guard pulls over to the side. He kind of follows him, sneaks right in behind as that guard kicks out the defensive end, able to make that tackle.
So only a yard for Cole on the play. Be second down and 9 at the 47-yard line. Told you, I thought Cole Croson would need 250 combined yards passing and running today. And I'm sure he's not even to 100 yet. Right-hand side, probably not to 50. Here he goes again, middle of the field, and this is his best run of the day. Outside the numbers, as soon as I said that, he said, Clark, not so fast. And he goes to the 45-yard line. That's a good pickup. He got about 7, maybe 8 yards there.
He does a good job of getting to that outside and getting around the corner. I keep thinking he's stretching it out way too far, but then he cuts it up at the last second and able to pick up yardage.
So first down at the 44 of TCA. Bulldogs down 28-0, but a score here at the end of the half would go a long way to getting them some momentum to get back into this ball game in the second half. At halftime, we'll have our Journey Homes halftime show. Get all the scores for you. Check in and see if we can get some state volleyball updates for you as well. All right, 44-yard line. Man in motion is Daggett, and a timeout, I think, here by UH. Yep. They will take a timeout, so we will get a chance to talk about a couple of our great sponsors here in a ballgame that is 28-0 in favor of TCA. Thank you, as always, as we say, to Soar, who does our keys to the game and players to watch. Mike gets to those in the Martin Marietta pregame show each time that we have a broadcast. Soar stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen, training program focused on helping athletes reach new levels of power and performance. Rise above the competition, improve in speed, agility, strength, power, and reaction. Simply look up Soar Athlete on Facebook. Also, thank you to my good friends at Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center. Susan Pope, her great staff out there, man, just walk out there and take a look. It's the freshest in produce and fresh flowers all year. I mean, they've got everything for you. Yard art out there. You like roasted chilies? Get on out there to Pope Farms, where folks, they grow, buy, and sell local. They are Colorado proud. It's Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center, 65th Ave and Highway 34. Croson's going to throw left-hand side, going to make the catch. Alex Molina out of the backfield. That's a good-looking wheel route right there inside the 30 and down to the 26-yard line. That's a UH first down.
You called it, Clark, a great wheel route out of the tailback getting outside. But the guy who really did the good job was Brevin Doss. He kind of has that quote-unquote pick route where he runs in, takes the corner with him, and then kind of gets in the way of the linebacker that's supposed to be on that running back. Didn't really block him, but definitely got in his way to open it up.
Perfectly executed by Brevin Doss. That's right, just get in his way. 27-yard line here. First down, Croson. Down 28-0. Boy, they come in a hurry. Gets rid of it. Trying to get it to Doss. He had a little bit of contact on the outside there, but no flag. Boy, they came to Croson in a hurry, and Cole just had to get rid of it.
Well, and on that left side of that University offensive line, TCA really starting to show their strength up front. They are getting through probably 2 out of every 3 plays on that left side of that University offensive line. Clark, I did see an update on volleyball. Lamar took Resurrection Christian out in the semifinal 3-1.
They
three
did.
Games to one,
so. That's the one seed beating Coach Reeser and the number 9-seeded Cougars. So great year for Reagan McWinnie and the Resurrection Christian volleyball team, though, no question. Croson's going to throw left-hand side, trying for getting up in there. He's got the football and a university touchdown.
Yeah, this is, I guess, when you can get away with it, it works. That ball is kind of thrown a little bit high, and the receiver kind of puts his hand right in the back of the cornerback, gives him a little shove just so he can create that space, able to make the catch for the touchdown. Getting away with one, no flag. They take the touchdown.
19th catch of the season for getting fifth receiving touchdown of the year. Here is Avery Sewer, the sophomore, on high snap. Now he kind of stumbles at it and kicks it, and it's blocked. So the Dogs get on the board, but get the extra point snapped away. It's a 28-6 football game here.
Yeah, the only thing here for University is you're going to kick this ball to this TCA offense you haven't been able to stop, and they're still 2:30 on the clock.
Yep, you're right. You're right.
TCA has all three timeouts still.
What TCA has not done all year, give the football away, 6 turnovers in 10 games. So you'd be, if you're the University here, you're hoping, boy, is there some way we could force a turnover here, but it's a team that just doesn't give you many options on that regard.
I guess one thing, if you're University, I think Johnson went down again on that last offensive possession. Aaron Johnson's not back there to return this kick for TCA, so I guess that's one positive thing for University.
Our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard, we go back to volleyball. Windsor and Palmer Ridge, the 3 seed and the 1 seed, and Laverne Houston's Windsor Wizards down 2-1 against Palmer Ridge in that semi. The other semi is Thompson Valley and Lewis Palmer. All right, here's the kickoff, 28-6 now as the Dogs get on. Pooch kick, up man takes it to the 37-yard line and takes it back to the 41. I don't know if I love that, because now you put this offense that can get down the field here in a little closer contact to your goal line.
Yeah, and we've talked about it. This not even their worst starting field position here. So, yeah, I don't know why you don't kick it deep. Even just kick it hard on the ground, get it bouncing around, you're going to get yourself in a better spot than what they are here.
41-yard line, TCA will go to work, 28-6. The Classical Academy leads. Bulldogs trying to get a stop here against this club. Quarterback Andrew Brown, the sophomore, gives the handoff left-hand side. This is Aaron Johnson, and Johnson, good move on the outside that time. Thought they had him sewed up near the 45, but he sprints to the 50 and actually into Dog territory at the 49. Right now, a chance for us to pause 10 seconds for our stations to identify themselves here on Preps Radio.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
Second down handoff here, and it's an easy first down. They only needed a yard, but they're going to get, is it Aragundi? It is, who goes down to about the 42. So he got about 7 on the carry. First down here, TCA, and they go in a hurry, Mike.
Yeah, when you can keep moving the sticks like this and the clock stops for that little bit of time, you get to save your timeouts.
Aragundi, left side again, the 40, and then they wrap him up right away. 39-yard line.
Now here, just under 2 now. They're hurrying up. No, not using the timeouts yet.
Gain of about 3 there. Call it second down and 7. 39-yard line of University. They need the 32 for a first down. They lead 28-6 TCA in front of UH. And now all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
They tried 4 different moving gates, it seemed, right there. And they crashed into each other.
Everybody but the center wanted to start that play.
That's right. Everybody moved. That's right. It's exactly what he called everybody but the center. Look at that fire coming out of there right
now. Yeah, that's
in the housing here just to the east of us at the school. Hope everybody and everything is okay there. All right, 44-yard line. Second and about 12 here for TCA. 1:25 in the clock running here. Andrew Brown, the quarterback, going to give it. Aragundi up the middle. Boy, nice stutter step, and he goes down to about the 36.
I think if you're TCA, you got to use a timeout here, don't you? They're just hustling up again, trying to get a play call. Man, do nothing for you if you take them in at halftime.
Yeah, all three timeouts left, and yeah, you're right. We're down to 58 seconds.
Use one here. Make sure you got the right play to pick up your third down.
Boy, and they're really not in any hurry. Third down, about four. Aragundi that takes the handoff again. He's got a first down and more. Takes the football down to the 26-yard line. So that's going to be a first down, and now they use a timeout. So they've got two left.
Well, and I don't – they're – okay, there it is. I thought they were just stopping the clock to move the chains, but then they finally got one.
Timeout on the board. Mike's going to go back to the scoreboard here. We've got about 45 seconds or so to give you guys a Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update. Anything on that scoreboard that you got, Mike?
4A Broomfield still leading. Wins are 21-0. Vista Ridge up 21-12 over Fruit of Monument. Moving to 3A Evergreen and Thompson Valley, still 9-7 Evergreen. Palisades still up 6-0 over Northridge at the half. George Washington, wow. Holy Family. George Washington 14, Holy Family 17. And Durango still holding that 14-0 lead over Harrison.
Mm.
2A Delta 10, Alamosa 8. And then Montezuma Cortez still up 7-0 over Rifle. 1A Lyman up 29-6 over Monta Vista. Strasburg 16, Centauri 0. And Ray and Wiggins. Wiggins up 28-13 there.
That is all from your Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Thank Journey Homes. Go to journeyhomes.com. Another flag down as they throw here complete on the outside. I think it's Aragundi who came out of the backfield to make the grab. But there's a flag down, and this one could come back.
I'm going to guess this is either illegal motion or an illegal formation.
Pass. 39 seconds to play. It was Gould, 8 instead of 6, who made the reception, but it won't be counted. 39.9 ticks left here in the first half. 28-6, the Classical Academy in front. They held a 28-0 advantage. But the Dogs on a Cole Crescent to Logan Getting, touchdown, pitch and catch. Are back within 22 right now. Missed the extra point, but here we go.
Now if you think about it, TCA, you probably need, 8-10 yards to think about really a successful field goal.
Well, I don't know that you need that much. We'll see. Left-hand side, carry, and it is Brown, first down. He got everything and more that you asked for right there, Mike. And now easily in field goal range, down around the 18-yard line.
And if I'm TCA, I would have used one right there.
Yeah, interesting setup here.
Save that final one. But
20 seconds to go. First down now, or second and one, I should say. They go up the middle, has the first down at the 14, and now they'll use the timeout.
They're going to have they have one timeout left, 14.7 left up on the clock.
So 14-7 football, or rather 14 seconds left, 14.7 seconds left, 28-6 football game. And I think if you're university, boy, you have to hope for something here that that goes haywire for TCA.
You know, TCA is not really a team that throws it, but realistically from this point with only one timeout, you probably do have to put it in the air at least one out of these two plays that you're going to get before you just settle for that field goal. You want to save that one in case you run the ball, you can use that timeout and set yourself up for that field goal.
Journey Homes halftime show coming up here in just a little bit. Want to thank Alliance Irrigation. We're in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez out in beautiful Kersey, Colorado. 616-2451 for all your irrigation needs. It is Alliance Irrigation. All right, here we go. 14-yard line. 14 seconds left from the 14. Brown rolling right. The sophomore looking, throws. Pass caught down by the 1-yard line, it looks like. Out of bounds right there, and that's Aaron Johnson with the catch. Surprise, surprise.
And Clark, I think his ankle issue is causing some problems for him there. He was in a position where he could have planted that right foot into the ground and drove into the end zone, I feel like, but I just don't think he feels comfortable in that ankle, and he just ran straight out of bounds.
They're going to put this ball just outside the 1-yard line here for TCA. And now you have 7 seconds left.
You can run it holding that timeout in your pocket.
Yep, still have the timeout. Brown left side. Sophomore is going to throw. Pass is knocked away, incomplete. So now 28-6. 3 seconds left.
Sending Lepore out.
Yep, they're going to take the easy three here. We told you Lepore with his four extra points today. 57 out of 57, and that's basically what this is an extra point, same distance. 7 of 12 on field goals this year, 48 yards the longest.
I can understand Coach Rich thinking he needs to throw it there, but, man, I think I handed off to Aragundi and just let him run forward
into
the end zone.
Yep. Almost as if he thought he didn't have the timeout and needed to throw. Here's the extra point, or the extra point. Here's the short field goal on the way. Flag is down. The kick is good, but let's see. Basically a 20-yard field goal. See what the call is on the field right here. Tune in for more Preps Talk. We'll get that to you on Clark and the Coach weekdays on KFKA from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. This is an illegal formation against TCA, so they'll drop back. They need about 8 of those before this guy's going to miss one. This is Mr. Automatico here. 57 out of 57 on the extra points, just trying to knock home the field goal. Looks a little better in the scorebook because this is going to be a 25-yard field goal try. Evan Lepore, following in the footsteps of the Carlson brothers. Oh, by goodness gracious. Daniel Carlson now maybe the best kicker in the NFL. TCA product. Kick is on the way, and it is no good. See, if I give him enough plaudits, the guy knocks one wide.
Yeah, he just kind of pushed that one to the right a little bit.
I can jinx just about anything, and that kick missed. We are at halftime, 28-6. University trails TCA at halftime. We'll come back with the Journey Homes halftime show in a moment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is the Journey Homes halftime show on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to Tom Roach Field, Greeley, Colorado University High School, 28-6 at halftime. A couple of good things for University. They score on their last drive of the first half, missed the extra point, but still the touchdown pass from Croson to Logan Getting gets him in the end zone and takes a 28-0 game, makes it 28-6, and then they come down, and by the grace of God, they miss a short field goal, TCA does, with the incredible leg of Lepore. So a couple of good things that say, okay, we're down three scores. Let's see what we can do here. Can we get that first touchdown in the second half?
Yeah, the one thing very worrisome for me at this point, if you're University, you have not shown that you can slow down this TCA offense at all.
Nope.
If TCA had another 30 seconds there at the half, they probably would have put that one in the end zone also. So that's the one thing. Lots of defensive adjustments need to be made if you're going to come back in this one if you're University.
I think TCA is going to get the second half kickoff. Does that make sense
to you? That's correct, yep.
Yeah, so we'll get to it. Let's get to our CNH Solution scoring summary here for the first half of play in a 28-6 TCA lead, the number 4 over the number 12 so far here at halftime. Mike, what do we got?
Yeah, TCA started off the scoring. They took over on their own 40-yard line, which is their worst starting field position of the game, which is crazy. They had a 12-play drive, and it was a Rusin one-yard touchdown. And, Clark, if you remember way back to the beginning of the game there, they had that fourth down conversion where they kind of motioned a guy in from wingback, and he went under center and ran a quarterback sneak almost. So that was the huge play on that one to keep that drive going. Then we move into the end of the first quarter. TCA took over on the University 34-yard line. It only took 6 plays. Brown with the one-yard touchdown run, 2:30 off of the clock there. Then even better starting field position for TCA off the kind of mishandled punt there by University. TCA takes over at the University 24. That one only took 4 plays, another Rusin one-yard touchdown run, 55 seconds off the clock there. And then TCA keeps it going to get themselves up to 28. They took over at the 50-yard line, 7 play later, an Aragundi 6-yard touchdown run. A little tongue twister for me there, Clark, on that one.
That was lovely.
Yeah. And then University, as they've done on every one of their possessions, they take over at the 20-yard line after the touchback. They go 9 plays and get the Getting touchdown catch, 2:02 off of the clock there. That is the first half CNH Solutions scoring summary.
All right, we can give you guys some more updates, too, off our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard here. We'll go volleyball right now, live matches that are going on. Windsor and Palmer Ridge, that's the 3 seed and the 1 seed in the 4A class. And Windsor, Laverne Houston's team, who was trailing 2-0 to Palmer Ridge, came back, won the 3rd set, now trails in the 4th set, down 2-1. They trail 19-18 in set number 4, so at least they're moving in on a chance to get to a 5th set in that one. Platte Valley and Eaton are in their 1st set in one of the first of 2 semifinals at the 3A level. And right now in the opening set, Eaton has an 18-17 advantage against Platte Valley. We also got a nice thankful text in from Bruce Dick, of course, my partner on Clark and the coach, as we get on weekdays from 10 to 11 on KFK, and 14-0, the Eaton Reds in front now against Basalt. And I kind of thought they might be able to have their way with Basalt.
That happened quick, Clark. That game only kicked off 16 minutes ago in real time.
Ooh, look at that. Yeah, Bruce must be at the game, is my guess. Lives right around the corner. So, yeah, my guess is he's over there at the ball game today.
You want to run through these other
football
scores, Clark?
Yeah, let's do that. Journey Homes, this is the Journey Homes halftime show, by the way. What do they got for time on the board there, Mike?
We're at 7:55.
Okay, let's do this. We'll go to our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard right now, Mike, some more football scores.
Yeah, so all the games at the 5A level were played last night, so right into the 4A level. Windsor visiting Broomfield. Broomfield is up 21-0 still in that one. And then we have Fruita Monument visiting Vista Ridge. Vista Ridge up 28-12 there. Moving over to the 3A level, Evergreen and Thompson Valley. Evergreen 16, Thompson Valley 10. That game is at the half. And one thing that we talked about a lot with Northridge this season is, can that offense be productive enough for them to win? The defense is good enough, but so far, no points for Northridge. They're down 6-0 against Palisade. George Washington, Holy Family, still 17-14, Holy Family there. And Durango and Harrison now 21-6 in that one. Moving on to the 2A, Alamosa and Delta, they have the same score at the half that we heard the last time. Alamosa 8, Delta 10. Our game here, Classical Academy 28, University 6. Eaton up, it just has it at 13-0 here against Basalt. And that's 7 minutes left in the first. Now they updated the time there. So
there
7 minutes in the first, and they're up 13-0. Eaton is just a machine at this point. Montezuma Cortez and Rifle 7-0. Montezuma Cortez at the half. Moving over to the 1A level, Lyman 36-6 over Monta Vista at the half. Strasburg still holding that 16-0 lead over Centauri. Wiggins 28-13 at the half over Ray. Jump over to the 8-man real quick. Haxton is beating Sanford at the half. Holly and Simla in a close one, 14-12 Holly at the half there. Mancos taking out Lions, and we have Dove Creek beating Marino.
That is your Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update. We'll come back with more of our Journey Homes halftime show in a moment here. 28-6, the Classical Academy over University here at halftime at Tom Roach Field. We're back in a moment here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to the Journey Homes halftime show, 28-6. The Classical Academy leads University in this one, and I've seen a lot of the team. I haven't seen Delta yet. I was saying, and I'm not putting it out of the question that University can come back here today, but in the first half, there's no doubt the Classical Academy was the better football team. This team looks solid enough to me, and I can see why Eaton had a tough time in the opening game, but as you were saying, you think Eaton's way better now than they were the first part of the year.
Yeah, I think that Eaton football team, early in the season, we saw that they kind of struggled to get the running game going a little bit. One thing that I noticed as I was kind of just looking through the bracket and the games that were happening this week, Eaton, and I've been calling for it the whole season pretty much from the first time we saw him this year, is I would love to see D'Angelo Rosas running the ball more for them.
And I think he's been lately,
and lately
too.
He has been, and I love it because that takes the pressure off of Tribbett, and he could just really worry about defense at that point. So they're making some of the things, the adjustments that I would have made also. And Walker Martin is playing out of his mind, really, honestly. Like, the way he's throwing the ball, it's a good football team up there in Eaton with a chance to three-peat.
No question about it. Volleyball state championships, once more time to our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Platte Valley has won the 1st set against the Reds. 1-0. They win 25-20 in that opener. And Windsor, Laverne, Houston, they've come back to beat Palmer Ridge in the fourth set. So that's even at two sets apiece as they go to the fifth there. So a couple of local battles going on down at the Denver Coliseum in volleyball. All right, all sorts of texts coming in now. 21-0. Wait, never mind penalty, Bruce said. 14-0, now 21-0. So the Reds in front, 21-0 over Basalt and starting to show why they're the number two seed.
And, Clark, as I was looking at that Basalt team, they were a very balanced offense. I thought they may be able to challenge Eaton a little bit, but, my gosh, that is a machine up there.
I did not buy into that. I did not buy into it. I thought the Reds would. I said, I don't. And now, if you look at the bottom of the bracket, Montezuma and Rifle are 11-14. If you're the Reds, you're thinking, man, this is the golden road to the championship. I'm just saying, I've already made my reservations for Pueblo.
Yeah, we better be ready to head down there after Thanksgiving
and
get to see them again.
And I think, Mike, check me if I'm wrong on the 26th of December, but I think this TCA team is who the Reds are going to face. But we'll find out. Let's see if University can pull it in the second half here. Down 28-6. But let's see if Casey Doss, halftime talk. Are you changing a bunch here? Are you putting the ball in the air more? Because the Dogs showed at times to Getting, to Paxton Daggett, they can throw the ball down the field.
Well, and the opportunity is there, I think, if you can run some double routes and some sort of, you know, pick plays and stuff like that. TCA is running a lot of man coverage on that back end, so it's easy to kind of put some pressure on that secondary by throwing the ball. You got to get it out of the hands quick, though, because the domination up front on both sides of the ball for TCA is obvious if you're here watching.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You got to throw quick or keep them out a little better here in the second half. We'll come back in a moment with our second half, our J9 Agency's second half kickoff. That's it for the Journey Homes Halftime Show. We're back in a moment, 28-6 at halftime, TCA in front. It is our timeout brought to you, of course, by Journey Homes this time on the Journey Homes Halftime Show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
With every new building comes potential. Potential for that building to be the home of ideas, the place to celebrate, or the place to call home. From inception to completion, Buildings by Design ensures that whatever your next building is, it will be ready to capture its full potential. By offering a full range of construction services, using innovative construction techniques, cutting-edge equipment, and personal relationships, your project will be handled in a professional and timely manner. Buildings by Design, online at buildingsbydesign.com.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Trying to find the proper mix between a satisfying beer and tasty food proves to be complicated for the human. Spray cheese and crackers paired with a dark stout? No, that won't do at all. Canned meat with a strong sour? Wrong again, my dear boy. Luckily for the human, the Tavern at St. Michael's Square is the king of beer dinner pairings. The last Tuesday of every month, the Tavern teams up with the finest breweries around to provide the best food and beer collaborations known to man. The Tavern at St. Michael's Square, raising spirits one glass at a time.
Ziggy's is a hometown favorite, serving up delicious food and drinks since 2004. With a variety of options, including specialty coffee freshly roasted right here in Colorado, to their Red Bull infusions and signature Kid Zone menu, Ziggy aims to be the best part of your day. The perfect cup of coffee is now the perfect franchise opportunity as well. Visit ziggiescoffee.com to learn more. That's ZIGGIS coffee.com.
Your home for UNC basketball. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back. Teams out on the field are getting there. TCA now comes out, and so does UH. For our second half, J9 Agencies kickoff. A handshake may not go as far as it used to, but the J9 Agencies, it sure does. Call J9 Agencies and Terry Gertz for all your insurance needs at 970-396-6426. J9 Crop Insurance, J9 Insurance. Fantastic sponsors at Preps Radio and KFKA. Love these guys. So tell them thanks when you get over there and talk to Terry Gertz. Here's the kickoff. And the bouncer at the 20 is going to go out of bounds, and they're going to take it to the 35-yard line. So that's where TCA will go to work, and you know right off the bat, this is one you haven't stopped them. Have they really stopped them except for that that last drive of the first half where they missed the field goal? Was there a stop? There wasn't a punt or a turnover in the first half, right?
No stops for defensively for University. This TCA team has been able to move it down the field.
This has to be the first one, Mike.
Yeah, it definitely. I completely agree with you, Clark. If you give up another touchdown here, go down 35-6.
You can start singing, you know.
Yep.
All right, they're going to kick this over again. Well, I don't know why they're kicking it over again. Do you?
Well, they were going to start at the 35, and that was the worst field position they would have had all day. So they wanted to
That's
do it
fair.
Again and make it go to the 40 or something.
That is fair. All right, here is the kickoff then. They do mark it back to the 35. And what a great answer, Mike. Yeah, they want the same field position they've had all game. And that beats the 35. And they're going to get it here. Short kick, 45-yard line. They pow him. Boy, down goes Frazier right there. And a penalty. They're going to get him for an illegal.
I think this is going to be a penalty on University. I think they're going to get another sideline warning here.
Oh, really? You think that's it?
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was a unnecessary roughness on the hit. Let's see what they call it. It's at the 45. You're right, Mike. They gained 10 yards just by saying no. We don't want the previous penalty. Now let's see what this is. At the 45-yard line, their own side, TCA with a 28-6 lead as we open the third quarter. And we should get the answer. They're bringing it down from Mars. We should get the answer shortly. You're right. You should be heading to Vegas, man. You're right all day today. Did I hear a player or coach ran into an official?
Yeah, so I saw it completely. One of the players that was going to be heading out for defense ran into the official who was coming down the sideline to kind of mark the spot. And
So the 15-yarder brings it to the 40. First down for TCA. Andrew Brown, the quarterback, on first down. Give it to Aragundi. And it is Ethan Aragundi, the 5'7", 170-pound senior that goes to the 33 for 7. On first down.
And my gosh, you're University, and you absolutely 100% need this stop.
Yep.
And now it's going to start at your 40-yard line this drive. It's just, man.
That's a lot on the defense's plate, no doubt. 34-yard line, we'll call it. Gain of 6, second down 4 here. Brown sends a man in motion. Where do they go? Give the handoff to Aragundi, and they stop him in the backfield this time. That's a terrific play on the outside.
That's Giovanni De Santiago again doing the job at that outside linebacker spot, coming across, making a sure tackle. You know, one thing, Clark, defensively for University, we haven't said Baxley's name once
today. That's right. Kean Ware, number 2 out there, of course, the leading tackler on the club.
Well,
tell me you've seen him today.
And that's – I haven't called his name. Maybe he's not –
Yeah, look on the sidelines,
too.
Put an APB out for Kean Baxley. Left-hand side going to throw. This is Brown throws. Picked off. Intercepted 15-yard line and stepping out of bounds. It is going to be a Bulldog first down. Give me a number on it.
34?
No, 20. That's Jacob Cruz, isn't it? It is. 25. That's right. Jacob Cruz, the pick for UH. And they will take over at about the 18-yard line. That's huge, Mike.
Yeah, it's exactly what you needed as a University here, especially you set them up with that field position and to be able to get that stop right there. Now you got to do something, jump right back into this game, go score some points.
An uncharacteristic turnover for the Titans, only their 7th turnover of the year. Croson on first down tries to run a cutback here, tried to get it behind his blocker, and goes out to about the 17. And that's going to be maybe a yard loss. But we'll call it nothing at this point. Second and 10 coming up UH. So the Bulldogs with the turnover now. Can they? They've got to go the length of the field against this really good TCA defense. But, boy, that would change the atmosphere here, certainly, at Tom Roach Field in Greeley. All right, Croson ready to go again. Second down and 10. Cole back to throw. Looks, going to whip it over the middle. Pass going to be incomplete. Tried to get it to Getting at the 35-yard line. It was like Cole had it for a second, but they knocked it out of his grip.
Yeah, and that's a really good throw by Croson here. Right in between this safety who's playing over the top. They're just running one high safety and then man underneath. And he throws it right, right in front of the cornerback and right before the safety. So a good throw by Croson. Just got to bring that one in.
Getting the touchdown catch earlier is fifth of the season. He's got 19 catches now in the year. Croson to throw again, and that one hit the dirt, incomplete. Tried to get it outside to Gage Schminke that time, and it goes for what now will be a fourth down. And I don't think they've got any other choice but to kick this one away. Let Johnny Weirich try to bomb one here.
Yeah, you can't take a chance at this point of the field. You're still in this game, but if you turn it over to him right there inside the 20, they're probably going to put that one in the end zone pretty quick.
So TCA had the football. UH has had the football here in the second half. We're only 2 minutes and 2 seconds in to the quarter, so the scoreboard, the Gold Parts scoreboard, would work against University. So slow moving is what they want. They'll kick it away. Weirich with a high kick but a short kick. It's going to bounce where? On the 35, the 40, and out to about the 41-yard line. So once again, TCA at the 41-yard line of University will start their drive in great field position. 28-6, Titans in front of the Bulldogs. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by our good friends at TBK Bank, right here in Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Aaron Johnson in motion here. They'll throw it out to him left-hand side, and the pass is caught. Short gain into about the 35-yard line. They're going to need the 31 for a first. So it's going to be third down. TCA coming up third and about four. 28-6. Clark Johnson, Mike Danson with you back here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth.
Clark, kind of going back to the last point on when University was on defense, I do not see Baxley out there at all on defense unless he's wearing a different number.
Yeah, he's been wearing the two all year long, and I'm kind of perusing the sideline. Don't see him there either. But, boy, oh, boy, that's your leading tackler. And there's a move in the backfield, yeah. Aragundi, just right foot, kind of shuffled his foot for a second, and that's going to cost him 5 yards. Update, our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard volleyball time in the state tournament. 3A Eaton in the set number two. Remember, they're down a set to Platte Valley, 1-0. Eaton leads 14-10 in the second set. Windsor and Palmer Ridge are playing in the deciding fifth set of their semifinal match at the 4A level, tied 2-2. It's a 12-11 game score lead in that one, Palmer Ridge by a point. 40-yard line here for TCA now. Third down and 9, left side. They got him stuck at the line of scrimmage. Nothing doing, and now TCA has fourth down. And my guess is they'll punt and lay it on their defense.
Yeah, I think with that defense you have, you punt this one, try to stick that University offense back up against their own end zone here.
So from the University 40, they will, at least for the moment, be in punt formation.
University's not even lining up for a return here.
Yep. 8:40 to go. Now Jacob Cruz goes all the way back and picks it up. Here's the kick. He calls for a fair catch, but this ball, this hit a player for TCA, so it should just be down there. Hit him on the back, so illegal touching is what they probably will call, but it's going to be down at about the 10-yard line, Mike. So that's exactly what you wanted as a punt right there for TCA. Just back them up, make them go 90 yards.
Yeah, you couldn't have asked for anything better. You've been able to hold them except for that one drive from really doing anything today, so. And with the way you're able to put pressure on Croson here, maybe back him up a little more, and then you really get some good field position.
We'll get a Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update from Mike coming up here pretty soon. We'll see if Northridge has made any impact against Palisade, down 6-0 in that game at halftime. Out on the right side and out of bounds here. Logan Getting makes the catch. He has the touchdown, lone touchdown for University today. They drove him out at about the 18 here, so going to be second and a pair here, or are we going to third down here? Now second down.
Yeah, no update on the Northridge Palisade. It still says at halftime. So.
Is that right? Okay.
There the only real update, I think Delta now up 10-8 against Alamosa. I'm not sure if that's an update or not. It feels
no,
like
I think
it is.
I heard you say that before.
All right.
Wondering how good is Delta, too. That's a team that beat University 24-0 earlier in the year. Here's Croson up the middle. Good move by Cole. He's got a first down and more. Out over the 25, the 30, and Croson to the 32-yard line. That's a little shot in the arm for the Bulldogs that they could use right there.
Yeah, a little bit of a counterplay out of University there, and Croson does a fantastic job of just being patient, waiting for the blocks to be made, kind of wiggles through. He's not the biggest guy, so he's probably hard to see once he gets in amongst the trees there.
Third down coming up, or first down rather, for the Bulldogs. New set of downs from the 32-yard line. 7 minutes and 50 seconds to play here. Third quarter at Tom Roach Field in Greeley. 28-6. TCA, the Titans lead by 22. Here's a ball downfield for Daggett. Can he get there? No. Outside, tried to get the fingertips on it. Incomplete. If he comes down with it, he's off to the races. But it's a long, incomplete pass here.
And I think if you're Coach Dawson, you say, hey, we're going to take Daggett on that strong safety and man coverage. He'll take that matchup all day. One of your best receivers one-on-one against a safety who's not probably used to playing a lot of man coverage.
That would have lit things up in the stands here. 28-6 ball game. It was 28-0 TCA in front. The Dogs got one back. Missed the extra point, but have since been able to keep TCA off the board here in the third. Croson a roll left with the football. Cole looking. Now throws downfield for Daggett. He's going to make the catch inside the 35. Still on his feet. And he will fumble the football, but I think he's out of bounds. Oh, doctor, they're going to call him out of bounds way back at the 35-yard line, which might be a break as he went down at the 15. He fumbled the ball. But he's down at the 35, and that's the pass. Croson to Daggett, give him a new set of downs at the TCA 35.
Clark, we've talked about Aaron Johnson for TCA at the beginning of the game, how spectacular he's been all season for them. I think this injury for him is playing a little bit more of a role. He looked like he was ready to jump up and make a play on the ball, but just didn't have anything.
This time Schminke's against Johnson on the outside, but they go on the handoff here, and Brevin Doss tries to get wide from his wide receiver spot on the handoff, and they tackle him for a five-yard loss.
And that's the TCA leading tackler. We haven't talked about him all day, Van Tongeren, able to sneak in there. He's playing like a defensive end spot. It looks like able to follow the pulling guard and get in his hip pocket, leads him right to the ball.
All right, second down 15 for the Dogs. Let's see if they go back to the air here where they've had some success today. The lone touchdown was a touchdown toss from Croson to Getting. Pass here, right-hand side. Was it skip there or did he catch it? He caught it, and it is Getting at the 44-yard, or the 34-yard line. So that's a gain of 6. It gets the loss back. Be third and 9 here for the Bulldogs of the TCA 34.
And definitely two down territory for University at this point. So you have two plays to get these 9 yards.
34-yard line, third down 9, UH. Croson trips to the left, send Daggett in motion. You got four receivers to the right side now. They'll throw it to Daggett. That's a backwards pass. Ball's on the ground. Who's going to pick it up? I think this is TCA's football. Or are they going to call incomplete? I think that's a backwards pass.
It's definitely backwards. That's Jaron Texer, the cornerback on that side of the field picking up that bouncing ball.
Yep.
Still no signal from the officials.
TCA crowd is going wild, and there it is, TCA football. So the backwards pass to Daggett, he couldn't handle it, and that acts as a fumble, and TCA's got the football.
That's
a tough one.
Yep, and that's such a hard play, Clark, for that receiver. You put him in motion, and he's running full speed, and if that ball is thrown in any forward or backwards behind him, he's running full speed across the formation. It's hard to make any sort of adjustment to a ball that's coming lateral to you.
TCA takes over now, 38-yard line, their own side of the field. Aragundi takes the handoff, moves to the 40 and maybe to the 41. A little extracurricular activity here with Getting and one of the offensive linemen for TCA. They're still jawing at one another. It's a pickup of 4. Be second down and 6 coming up here for TCA. Thank you to my good friends at Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center. Yeah, the freshest in produce, flowers. Folks, you roasted chilies on your agenda, man, get on down there. Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center. They grow, buy, and sell local. They are Colorado proud. That's right. Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center in Greeley. Here's Aragundi, left-hand side. Susan Pope is terrific, too. Get down there, poke your head in there, and say thank you for your sponsorship of Preps football this year.
Clark, you ready for this football update? Eaton 34, Basalt 0, 11 minutes in the second quarter.
Hold a minute into the second quarter, 34-0 Reds. I told you, we're going to Pueblo. 44-yard line here, third down and about three. Big play. Eric Gundy in the backfield, couldn't get there, Mike. Kind of had his feet come out from underneath him, and he gets to the 45. It's going to be fourth and two. Don't think there's any doubt here that Justin Rich's team is going to kick.
And that Bulldog defense doing their job right now.
Yep.
Need the offense to step it up here. Kind of running out of time. The just under 5 minutes now here in the third quarter.
Croson goes back and stands at his 20 here. All right, punt coming. 28-6 still, the lead in favor of TCA. 4:30 to play third quarter. Here's the kick. Cole's going to look at this when it's on the opposite side of the field where he is. It's going to bounce inside the five and into the end zone. They almost got there to down that.
And you can see the punter back here. He kind of swings his arm and says, ah, shucks. Like, that thing was bouncing right at that pylon but would not go out of bounds.
Yep. It is out, though, and the Bulldogs will take over. Down 28-6. It'll be University football when we come back. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Windsor wins. No. All right, well, we're gone, and Cole Croson throws a pick here. Aaron Johnson, even if banged up, Mike still makes his presence felt. Good pick at the 50-yard line, so TCA's got the ball back here.
Yeah, he was just in perfect position. They tried to run a go route. He stays right on the inside hip of that receiver, underthrown ball, interception.
First down for the Titans. They're up 28-6, late third quarter. Back to throw here, pump fake. And now they got him, and down goes Andrew Brown, the sophomore quarterback.
And once again, Clark, I have been very impressed with DeSantiago for University today. Doing a fantastic job from that linebacker spot. This time able to get in there for the sack.
Wearing the 44 jersey out there for the Bulldogs. Having a big day defensively. So the 46-yard line here. Loss of four on the play. Second down 14 here for TCA. Bulldog defense trying to absolutely do their share of the bargain here. Handoff up the middle, Eric Gundy, and they take him and put him down for after a short gain. Maybe a yard or two there, and it's going to be third and long coming up here for the Titans.
One thing we haven't seen TCA do all day is take any sort of long shot on a pass. This may be an opportunity to do that. You're probably going to punt this thing, and the odds of you converting a third and 12 running the ball are slim. So this would be a good time to take a shot if you're TCA.
You got Dylan Gould on the far side. And then Jaron Texer is in the slot here. And coming down to our side, Jake Jennings.
Timeout TCA here.
Timeout taken here by the Titans. So we'll step aside for a 30 here, 3:12 to go third quarter. 28-6, Titans in front. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Clark Johnson, Mike Danson back here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. It'll be third and 12 for TCA coming up here after this play. Mike's got some updates on our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. We'll get that for you. Also found out Kean Baxley, the leading tackler for University, out today. He's got a broken rib. Back to throw, left-hand side. I didn't find out when it happened. That's what I just found out, though. Last week it happened, we are being told. So, yeah, that's huge, and that's why it's hard to call his name when he's not playing, right, Mike?
Yeah, I've still got it in a few times. He was one of the players to watch.
That's right. Fourth down and three now. The swing pass for TCA goes to the 42. They need, well, call it fourth and two. They need the 40 for a first down. Here's a big play for the UH defense. Fourth and two at the Bulldog 42. They want the football, pitch it right-hand side. Now they're going to kick it. That is Jennings, the senior, who kicks it. Look at this, Mike. This is going to go out of bounds at the 7-yard line. Little rugby-style runner that time, and it worked perfectly for TCA. Right now, let's get a Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard update. Mike's going to hit the football score.
Yeah, Clark, so Evergreen, Thompson Valley, that's 16-13 Evergreen over there in the fourth quarter. One of the other games that we're really interested in here, Palisade 14, Northridge 7. That's also in the fourth quarter. And as we've talked about a lot, Eaton is now in the second quarter. It's up 40-0. That's going to be a running clock already.
The second quarter of a playoff game. That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, as I said. All right, here we go. Man in motion here as the Dogs try to work from their own 7-yard line. Croson up the middle, room to run this time. Dances out to about the 15. So give him, maybe we call it the 8, from the 8 to the 15. So about 7 on first down. It'll be 2nd and 3 coming up here for the Dogs.
So just real quick, Clark, just the second half starting field positions for these two teams. TCA's starting field position, the University 40, the University 41, their own 37, the 50, and universities at the University 18, the University 10, the University 20,
wow,
and the University 8.
Wow, how about that? That tells a story right there. Fake handoff to Daggett. Croson keeps, dives towards the 19-yard line, and that might be enough for a first down, and it is. Move the sticks. First down, UH at their own 19, but they've got 81 yards of field in front of them before they can get it into the end zone here. Don't forget, when we're done tonight, the Alt-Feed Mill postgame show will have our Norfolk Iron in the middle player of the game and our Steamway Floor to Ceiling drive of the game. All that coming up for you on the Alt-Feed Mill postgame show. 28-6, TCA in front. Croson, wide snap. Now he's in trouble, and they're going to get him. Cole's going to go down back on about the 10-yard line, Mike. That's a big loss.
Yeah, two guys for TCA. It was kind of a sprint out for University there. Two guys got right in Croson's face, and then he kind of tries to make a move on them. And big 76, Tanner Eyed for TCA is right there as he tries to make his move and gets the sack.
All right, we'll go to work again here. Now it's from the 10-yard line. Bad snap, back into the end zone. They're going to have to go back, and Cole Croson's going to have to lay on it in the end zone. Safety against University, and that's a 30-6 ball game right now. So that makes it at least 4 scores that you have to go get.
And the defense for University at this point is like, come on, guys, we've done our job. We haven't gave up any points, and now the offense gives up a couple.
Yep, no doubt about it. Only points of the second half for TCA come in the shape of a safety here, so hats off to the Bulldog defense. But as we say that, the Bulldog defense is going to have to go back out and take the field right now, down by a 30-6 score.
Well, and kicking from the 20-yard line here.
Yep.
And they're going to move them back even more.
Lost their composure a little bit here, so.
So they're going to be kicking it from the 10-yard line, Clark.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So
really good field position
once again
for TCA.
TCA is just going to get it where they want it. 30-6 now. The Titans in front, and this one's starting to slip away from the Bulldogs here late in the third quarter. 1 minute, 11 seconds to play here in the third. All right, got a lot of scores, a lot of games going on around the area. Mike and I'll try to the last quarter here at Tom Roach Field, try to keep you guys up to date on those scores as they change. Northridge down 14-7 in their ball game against Palisade.
Well, and there's somebody doing like live updates on Max Preps here for that game. So there's second down for Northridge, 1 minute to go, ball on Palisade's 5-yard line.
Ooh.
It's 14-7.
Look at that. Jeremy Hayden's Northridge Grizz trying to get in the end zone, kind of try to get tie things up in that ball game. Here it is 30-6 now, TCA in front of University. Bulldogs will kick it from their own 10-yard line. And this is going to be caught at the midfield stripe. Take the football to the 40, inside to the 35, and down to almost the 30-yard line. DJ Packard, a senior for the Titans. 20 yards on the return, but he took it from the 50. So, Mike, they're sitting at the UH 30 with a chance to put the stamp on the ballgame here.
Oh, my.
Our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard, we go volleyball again down at the state tournament there. Platte Valley has taken a 2-0 lead over the Reds from Eaton. And in set number 3, Platte Valley with a 2-0 advantage has jumped out to a 4-1 points lead.
Wow.
So that is Riley Haynes and company trying to pull the upset against the Reds. Congratulations to Windsor. They get in to the finals. Windsor beats Palmer Ridge, came back and beat Palmer Ridge 3-2. So Laverne Houston's club is into the finals. Probably going to get Thompson Valley, I'm thinking. I don't have anything official on that yet. Thompson Valley, Lewis Palmer, here it is. The update is they're just getting going, as a matter of fact. Championships tonight at 6 in all the classifications. Up the middle here, Aragunde to about the 27-yard line. So a gain of 3. It'll be 2nd down and 7 coming up. So it seems, it just seems like maybe Platte Valley in volleyball is going to get a chance to go to the finals, and they would take on the one seed Lamar. Lamar finished 2nd last year to university. 26-yard line here. They'll throw right-hand side, pitch and catch, Aaron Johnson, and has a 1st down as he moves into the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone at the 19-yard line. As your shelter agent, Paul Dovenbarger's job to help you find the types of coverage you need to protect what matters most to you and your family. That's your family, your home, your vehicles, so much more. Paul looks forward to helping you get the right coverage at the right price and providing the outstanding service you would expect at 970-674-8757. Paul Dovenbarger at Shelter Insurance. Here's the playoff to the left-hand side, and not much that time. Well, I take that back. They're going to put it down at the 13-yard line.
And Clark, you can
about 7.
Sorry, Clark, you can start to see some frustration coming out of university here.
Nope.
Defensively, especially, that looks like it's going to be the end of the quarter here.
All right, 3 in the books, folks. We're going to come back final quarter. It's 30-6, TCA in front of the Bulldogs. So you, if you're a Bulldog fan, you got to start wishing and hoping. We're coming back in a moment. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, back here at Tom Roach Field, 2nd down. They go to Roosen up the middle here. And he's, look at the big boy just run. He's taking tacklers with him. Inside the 5, they still have him. Like trying to tackle a steer as he goes down to the 3 here. That's going to be a 1st and goal here for TCA, ready to put the finishing touches on this one here today.
So, Clark, just to update that Northridge game just a few miles away here. Northridge is down by 7. Oh, and it just happened. Northridge has turned over the ball on downs.
No.
They were on the 3-yard line trying to score the tying touchdown and were not able to get it. So Palisade takes over under a minute left in that game, up by 7.
Whoa.
But they're on the 3-yard line. So
that's right. Maybe a crazy thing happens. But, oh, Jeremy Hayden's team, the 4 seed, may be on the doorstep of coming out here. They go left-hand side, the handoff here. It's Aragunde trying to get to the end zone. Did he get there? He did. That's a touchdown here for... It is a touchdown here for TCA, and it's a 36-6 advantage.
Aragunde again, I think. Is that his? Oh, that's just his 2nd, I guess. I thought that was his 3rd. But
Ethan Aragunde, 5'7", 170, the senior, twice into the end zone today, as Mike just said. Lepore on for the extra point here. And now it's just a matter of the final here from University. 36-6. Snap place down, Lepore is up, and it is good. So we'll take a timeout here and come back in a moment. 37-6, it is the lead here for TCA over University. We'll come back 11-17 to go in a ball game. This timeout is brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, here is the... J9 Agency's kick, and it's going to be taken 2 yards deep in the end zone, which is a touchback. And so the Bulldogs will go to work here. 1st and 10 was Dylan Supp, who caught that ball in the end zone right there. And he wanted to come out with it, but if you do have your feet back in the back of the end zone, you are taken out to the 20 here. 1st down and 10 for UH, coming up 11 minutes to go in our ball game right here. The Alt Feed Mill postgame show coming up when we're done. So Northridge has gone down in defeat, 14-7 to Palisade. Mike and I just kind of, that's another great run for Jeremy Hayden and his Grizzlies. But a 4 seed, I think you probably are sitting there going, okay, We wanted to win this one and get to that Final Four spot, or the quarters, I should say. Back he goes to throw here. They would have had another home game next week, but that, of course, not going to happen now. Left-hand side, Brevin Doss, the catch goes close to the 30-yard line. Going to be a gain of 9. Give him the 29-yard line. And so it'll be second down and 1 coming up for the Bulldogs here. Down in the ball game, 37-6 here to the Classical Academy. Update on the 3A Girls Volleyball Championship down there. Semi-final game between Eaton and Platte Valley. Platte Valley winning the opening two sets. Set number 3, the Reds, an 11-9 advantage in set 3, a set they have to have in order to get to the finals. Here is the play up the middle here, and they got Croson, and they throw him down like a rag doll right there. Boy, they slung him to the ground there, Mike.
Looked like
he is not getting up right now either.
Looked like a move you'd have seen in professional wrestling or something like that.
And I've seen that called on different fields, unnecessary roughness before, just slinging a guy down like that. But there's not a flag to be seen anywhere out there. Just hope Cole is okay, the junior. We'll take an injury timeout, get a 60 here, come back in a moment, and get back with you guys here at Tom Roach Field, 37-6, TCA in front. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. 46-yard line. Clark Johnson, Mike Danson with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Mike wants me to close the window, but there's no way I'm going to do it. He knows me. I have to have an open window when I'm broadcasting a ball game, and here we are, and it's starting to get chilly dog in here. 46-yard line, and now the Dogs jump early, Mike, after the big penalty here, and they did call a roughing penalty against TCA, which gives the Dogs a first down at the 46. Then they get a false start.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Clark, I was a basketball official in the past, but I'm just proud of those guys. The officials got together, and they made the right call getting the personal foul, unnecessary roughness there on TCA.
41-yard line for the Dogs. It's first and 15 now. And back to throw. We got Johnny Weirich in at quarterback, and he throws, and it's picked. And that's a pick six, if not for a saving tackle by Logan Getting. And then he slings him by his jersey into the sideline, and Getting's going to get a penalty here.
And I don't know, Clark, one of the things that kind of has always – drove me a little bit crazy about university is when things are going good, everybody's head is mellow. But when they start to go downhill, everything goes downhill. That's the second one. We saw one after the safety. We see one here that there's no need for Logan Getting to do what he just did.
The
play is completely out of bounds. No. But the frustration is way over the top, and he just makes a horrible mistake. And this tends to happen when university gets down and things start going the wrong way.
All right, TCA, I believe, Mike, I've never seen like this. Personal foul against Getting, 15 yards.
I think Clark on that sideline over there, I think that's Coach Rich bringing his guys together and saying, guys, we're going on to next week. We can't have one of you make a huge mistake and not be able to play.
Right, great point.
You go out there and you do your jobs. If they're going to continue to do stuff, you just got to walk away. We cannot afford to lose any one of you going into next week.
Yeah, in a timeout, you might see the defense or the offense gather around their head coach or their coordinator, but the whole team came around, gathered around right there at the 40-yard line, got into a big huddle, and I'm sure what Mike was saying is exactly right. Justin Rich, the coach, said, hey, no mistakes. We're going forward. Let's be smart the rest of the way. All right, so TCA will move it to the 25, the 24-yard line here of UH. 37-6. 31-point advantage here at Tom Roach Field. On first down, where do they go? And that is the running back again, Aragunde. Takes the football. Ethan does to the 15-yard line, just outside the 15. I think it's going to be second and about a half a yard here. Get the Alt Female postgame show when we're done today, folks. Get as many scores as we can for you. Keep the volleyball scores coming your way, too. Windsor 1, volleyball, Laverne Houston's team. Here's a pitch backwards. Good catch by Aragunde that time, or that ball's on the ground. Yeah, they're going to lose yards, but at least they held on to the football.
And they're going to get... And I think this is Logan Getting again.
No.
They're going to get him for, the play is over, everybody's down, and he has to give one more extra shove at the end of it.
After the play. Personal foul, unnecessary reference, number three. Half is officially called. That march off will result in a first down.
Okay, I thought we were going to get. I thought two personals in the pros in the NFL now, and you're done.
They have to be unsportsmanlike. So personal fouls don't do it, but unsportsmanlike conducts do. So,
a little extracurricular activity for Logan that time. Ball goes down to the 10-yard line, and it's going to be first and goal here for TCA. Already up 37-6 in the ball game,
and that's two of them in a matter of four plays right there for getting.
Just Mustard's coming off the hot dog a little bit right now for the Dogs, but still, I mean, regroup, guys, and know what a great season you had. Again, how this program's just completely turned around here. Give the ball, and all that credit goes to Casey Dawson, his staff, too. Handoff here, right-hand side. Eric Gundy inside the five, down close to the goal line. They're going to put him at the one. So it'll be second down and goal at the one. This is a really good TCA team, Mike. And they did something uncharacteristic today. They turned it over. Well, remember, University didn't take advantage of that one. And then the snow started to fall on them.
And I bet if you look back at a lot of their wins this season, they kind of look exactly like this one, where you get short fields over and over and over again, and you just continue to put the ball in the end zone, and then it's over with.
I think that you can say the same thing of the Eaton Reds, too. Kind of the same-looking kind of teams to me. Reds probably can throw a little better, but I'm not sure. Two very good football teams. But TCA is going to win this one today. Eric Gundy, I think that's his third score of the day right there. So a Titan touchdown makes this one 43-6. And with 8:15 to go in the ballgame, extra point coming up here for Lepore. Let's see, go back to the volleyball scores and set number three in that Eaton-Platte Valley semifinal contest. 19-15 now for the Bulldogs. Or for the Broncos, I should say. And the Bulldogs here trailing 44-6 right there. But Platte Valley with a 2-0 lead, leading 19-15 in set number three, trying to get to the finals. Let's see, where else can we go? Thompson Valley and Lewis Palmer. That's the opening set of that one. The winner will play Windsor for the 4A state championship. Lewis Palmer 14, Thompson Valley 12 in that first set right there. All right, Mike,
sorry,
go ahead.
Clark, no, I was going to say Thompson Valley football is down 16-13. Evergreen has the ball with 3 minutes to go in that game.
Hmm. Thompson Valley, maybe they get knocked out today. Northridge already got knocked out today. Eaton went ahead and took care of business at a running clock in the second quarter. Gage Schmintke, Dylan Supp going to go back deep for the kickoff here. And here it is, a line driver up the middle. It is going to be Supp who takes the football to the 5, 15 to the 20. Dylan outside, and here's a flag that's going to come in. Where did that flag come from, and how did it end up in the University bench? Oh, no, it didn't. From where I'm sitting, it looked like it ended up in the bench. I saw in the NFL one year where there was a player who was just got in the way of one of the flags thrown in by a referee, and it almost poked his eye out.
Yep.
I mean, a shot right inside his helmet. All right, put it down where? They've got it sitting at the 27-yard line right now. And it's a hold against the Dogs here. All right, UH will try to do something offensively now. 43-6 in the ballgame.
Clark, it's looking like TCA will host Delta next week. Delta up 37-8 in their game against Alamosa. So,
what do you have on the Montezuma Cortez rifle game? That's who the Reds will get the winner of.
So Montezuma Cortez 14 rifle 0.
So might be they're the ones that knocked out Elizabeth out of that early round game. Here's the handoff, Paxton Daggett left side, and boy, they crushed him in the backfield. That's a loss of about 3, and it'll be second down and 7 coming up for the Bulldogs here, who just try to end out this 2022 campaign, and it's been a great one for them. They reeled off 7 wins in a row after playing the gauntlet in the first 3 games.
Yeah, to go from 0-3 to this position in the playoffs is really good.
Quarterfinals this year and semifinals last year. Those are pretty good runs. Left side pass going to be in and out of the hands of Brevin Doss. and incomplete at the 15-yard line. So it'll bring up third down and 13 here for the Bulldogs.
I guess one thing to look at, Clark, you know, you got Crosant coming back next year. They found a quarterback, so he'll be able to step in and just start the season at quarterback. I really like what we've seen out of Doss out here on the outside. And then the guy on defense who's been just crazy today, Giovanni De Santiago, is just a junior also, so he'll be back next year.
Very good numbers, and yeah, as Mike said, good guys, good core to start with in 2023. Third down, 13. Croson's going to throw, zips one across the middle. Gage Schmincke on the number. And Schmincke pulls it in and takes it out to the 36-yard line. That's a good pitch and catch between the two right there.
A great throw by Croson on the post route there. Once again, TCA still just in their man coverage. No safety over the top on that one. That post route's wide open.
First and 10, fake handoff here. Croson's going to keep, tries to tiptoe for yardage and gets maybe two. Out to about the 38-yard line, so it'll be second down and 8 coming up. Platte Valley and Eaton volleyball down at the Coliseum, 3A semifinals. Platte Valley leading 2-0 in set 3, 21-17 Platte Valley. They're 4 points away from a sweep of the Reds and an appearance in the state championship against the one-seed Lamar. Back to throw here is Crosant, rolling right with the football. Cole looking, running out of real estate and throws it away. And there's another flag.
Yeah. This is going to be roughing the passer. Just not a great idea there by Josh Snyder for TCA.
Yep.
Crosant gets the ball out, just trying to get rid of it so he doesn't have to take that hit and still ends up taking it. The one thing I like, though, Clark, is Snyder helps Crosant up
sure
and then
he
kind of walks him back to the huddle.
Gave him a pat on the back.
Yeah,
and yep.
Hey, sorry, man. Yep.
Yeah, that's good stuff. There's no doubt about it. Don't get any ill will today between the two clubs. I think it's been a fair shake by both of them. But, boy, TCA, this is a really solid football team. 47-yard line of TCA. It's a first down now. On the penalty, they move it up. So here come the Dogs again. 43-6. The Classical Academy in front here in Greeley against University. Snap to Croson. Fire left-hand side. Pass is going to be caught. I think it's Molina with the catch. And down to the 46, so just a quick gain of 2.
Croson's pass was complete to Alexander Molina. Picked up of a couple.
A second down and 8 here for the Dogs in at the TCA 46. Croson to throw, two-step drop, fires over the middle, pass going to be caught. Brevin Doss, good move on the outside there to the 25, gets outside the numbers, inside the 20, the 10, Brevin Doss is going to score. What a move by Brevin Doss, the sophomore, to get to the end zone for a touchdown.
Yes.
There's a flag. How many times have we said that this year on big plays?
Yeah,
and there's
a
flag. Wow.
Doss really showing some skills with the ball in his hands there. Looks like the kind of guy you probably want back there kick and punt returning in the future for this Bulldogs team.
Doss, just a sophomore, of course, the son of Casey Doss, the head coach. Boy, how this program has come under Casey's tutelage. It's rolled right along. This is a penalty against TCA. Going to back him up even farther here.
Illegal substitution on the defense. 5-yard penalty will be assessed on the kickoff.
So, Clark, the Thompson Valley Evergreen football game over there. They're under a minute to go now. Evergreen driving the ball down to Thompson Valley's 13, up 16-13. So it looks like Thompson Valley is going to fall in football.
Thompson Valley, Northridge, both at the 3A level going down, it looks like. So it is a touchdown for Brevin Doss, and boy, doesn't he deserve that one. Stick that one on your mantle. That was a terrific play. And it's a 44-12 ball game. They'll line up and go for 2. Croson throws incomplete to Daggett, and it's a 44-12 ball game. So 32-point lead for the TCA Titans as we come back here. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, Clark Johnson, Mike Danson back with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Our Buildings by Design game of the week. Thank you to Buildings by Design. Love what they do, folks. Whether your project is a small ag project or a multi-million dollar commercial project, Buildings by Design can lead you through the process from inception to completion. There's more online at Buildings BetByDesign.com. Here we go. Kickoff. TCA is going to grab this one. Go back and pick it up. A muffed kick, and now they're just going to fall on the back of the 10-yard line. They don't care where they start in this one. 6 minutes to go in a football game, and they're half of 12 minutes away from heading to the state semifinals to take on what it appears to be Delta, right?
Yep. And then one more final score here, Broomfield against Windsor. That ends up being a 42-0 game.
Boom. Broomfield is very good, folks. The number two seed in the tournament can go win everything this year.
What, their quarterback is going to Wisconsin?
Am I wrong, or is that Blair Hubbard that's coaching at Broomfield?
Yep, Blair Hubbard. Yeah. Yep.
And he knows how to win.
He does. That's had many run-ins with him when I was at Pi Valley, and he was at Faith Christian and Lutheran.
Those were the days.
We wanted to get off of Faith Christian as a non-conference game, and we picked up Lutheran, and then he moved over there, still had to deal with him some more.
He followed you around. That's right. All right, TCA from their own 10-yard line here on first down. Handoff straight up the middle, and he'll take it out. All right, actually, they're starting from the 5 here. I guess there was an additional penalty in there. And he gets out to about the 7 or 8-yard line here. It'll be second down and 7 coming up. So the playoff starting to take shape as to what we're going to see in some of the divisions here.
And as we talk about that Evergreen-Thompson Valley game, Evergreen going to go on to win that thing. But all that sets up for you is a game against Roosevelt in the next round. So good luck with that, Evergreen.
Yeah, no doubt. Montezuma Cortez, 14-0, I think, Mike, the last time we talked about that one. That's who the Eaton Reds would get next weekend. Here's the handoff. They go left-hand side. Now, the another wonderful thing about Chassa is I'm reading the bulletins the other day, and some of them, it's the high seed when you get to the semifinals. Some of them, it's still that who's ever played the least number of home games. But it's not uniform this year, so I'm not going to guarantee Eaton has a home game next week, but I'm not sure.
I think they would be on the road.
On the road,
yeah,
probably.
Since they hosted the first two games here.
Interesting.
And, yeah, that last update of that Montezuma Cortez rifle was that it's over an hour ago. It was 14-0 with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. So
yeah, that could be done, too.
Yep.
All right, it is a first down now. They did TCA get a first down out to the 18-yard line. Here they go, right-hand side with the football this time. They're just going to try to kill the clock. 4 minutes and 18 seconds left in this one.
So, new update on that game, Clark. 3 minutes in the fourth quarter, still 14-0, Montezuma Cortez.
Congratulations. Our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard would like to congratulate the Platte Valley Broncos 3A state finalists. They'll go up against Lamar in volleyball. They beat Gwen Forster and the Reds. They shut them out. They swept them 3-0 today. So 6 o'clock tonight, they'll take on Lamar, Platte Valley, and Lamar for all the marbles, 3A state volleyball. Here's the give. The quarterback kept it that time. That is Andrew Brown, the sophomore. Nothing doing there. Timeout on the field taken by University. With 3:29 to go into contest, it is 44-12 TCA over UH. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Hull Show.
Most of the Hooligans, at least the majority, are saying, yes, I'm happy with this trade. First rounder out of this deal. You bolster up the depth at running back. That one doesn't matter. I would have gone, Bradley Chubb and first rounder straight up. If you're the Dolphins, you overpaid.
I paid too much for what I got.
Yes, they did. They overpaid, Angel.
The Hull Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to Tom Roach Field on the campus of University High School, 44-12, the Classical Academy in front. As this 2022 season for University starts to wind down here. TCA with the football here. They've got a third down at about 7 from their own 20. with just over 3 minutes to play here in the contest. Man in motion, that's Texer. They go up the middle. Arigunde with the handoff takes it to the 23-yard line. Short of the first down, it'll be fourth down, and TCA will punt here.
University using their timeouts here.
Yeah, Casey will use a timeout with just over 3 minutes to go. So Platte Valley wins in volleyball. They'll take on Lamar, as we said, for the championship at 6 o'clock tonight. Windsor is into the finals. They're going to take on at 6 o'clock tonight either Thompson Valley or Lewis Palmer. And Thompson Valley with a 26-24 win in the opening set there. So Lester Thorne's team, the defending state champions, with a one set to nothing lead with a chance to get back to the finals.
Clark, in that 3A level, we've seen that Palisade and Evergreen are moving on. George Washington comes back and is up on Holy Family now with 3:50 left in the fourth there, and Durango winning easily.
Durango looks pretty salty again, too. Nope. Could we see Durango and Roosevelt again?
Another big comeback. Wiggins, who had been up all day on Ray. Ray comes back and wins 35-28.
Ooh, look at that. That's 1A action, right? Is that right?
Yep, 1A.
Here's the kick inside the 30. This will roll inside the 20. TCA is going to down this at about the 17-yard line. So the Dogs will have the football back for what is probably the last time of the 2022 campaign. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the contest, and they trail 44-12 here. Don't forget this coming Monday, folks. Get back on the Preps bandwagon. Clark and the coach from 10 to 11. Great day at KFK. You started off with good morning, NOCO. Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint get you through a busy morning from 6 to 10. Then myself and Bruce Dick jump in from 10 to 11. Then it's up to the number one sports talk show in the state, the whole show. From 11 to 2 every day, 8 straight hours of local radio on KFKA. That's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. High snap over the head of Croson through his fingertips. He has to go back and snake on it at about the 7. So that's a loss of 10, and it'll be 2nd and 20.
Clock gets under 3 minutes now. Yeah, Clark, 2 years in a row now, University has made it into the playoffs. And
Final four last year. Yep. Here is Daggett, left-hand side, with that jet sweep. Takes the football out to about the 15-yard line. Decent run there. It'll be 3rd and 3 coming up for the Dogs here. Yeah, good run, no doubt. Last couple of years, first home playoff game in 37 years last year, and they go back-to-back with home playoff games. Program just absolutely headed in the right direction. Here's the whole right side ahead of the snapper. And take your pick, 10, 11, or 12. Who are you picking for the false start here? Alt Feed Mill postgame show's coming up, folks. Alt Feed Mill. Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number 970-834-2132. It is Alt Feed Mill. We'll have our Norfolk Iron Metal player of the game and the Steamway floor-to-ceiling drive of the game. Mike will have those for you on the postgame show coming up. Thank you again to Pope Farms, too, folks, out on 65th Ave and Highway 34. Go check out all they have. Here's a pass downfield. That's going to be caught. 88 for University. I don't have an 88.
It's Will Corby, sophomore, 6'1", 170 for University.
I have an old University roster there, apparently, from the 40s. Here is the snap over Croson's head again. He has to go back and lay on it back at the 18-yard line. Just talking about Pope Farms, how cool that place is. Go out and take a look at it. Susan Pope, her great staff, folks. The freshest produce around, freshest flowers around. Anything for your yard, too. Yard art, anything to maybe you want to make your yard look great. Pope Farms, just walk out there, take a look at it. Fresh roasted chilies, too. Off the hook, great stuff. So get on out there and check them out all year long. The greatest and freshest in produce. It is Pope Farms. They grow, buy, and sell local. They're Colorado proud. That's Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center in Greeley. Love where they're located, too. You can spin right in there on your way to work or on your way back out. Jump off of the 34 right at 65th. Boom, you're in, you're out, and you're on your way. All right, first down here at the 18-yard line for TCA. They don't care about scoring one bit right here. How much time we got, Mike?
1:30 left here. Yeah, just a couple of kneel downs.
Yep, they're just going to kneel this one out. So this one will start to melt away. In fact, we will, on the next snap, as soon as he kneels, we're going to get out and call this thing a ball game. 44-12, the Classical Academy is going to beat the University Bulldogs today. Classical will go to 10-1 on the season and move on to play Delta in the semifinals of the 2A state tournament for the Bulldogs. They'll end their season 7-4. Brown set to kneel down. The sophomore takes the snap, goes to a knee, and that's the ball game. 44-12. It is a win for TCA over UH. We're back in a moment with the all-feed mill postgame show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to Tom Roach Field on the University Bulldogs campus today in Greeley. 44-12 was the final score. The Classical Academy beats University. So they'll go on and play Delta in the second round of the playoffs. Eden Reds will wait. Probably they're getting, as we said, Montezuma Cortez in round two. But today, Classical Academy, this is just a physical football team. Just too much today for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, they're big up front, and they play really good defense.
All right, let's get to our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game. And thank Norfolk Iron and Metal, the Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week, each week up on our website. I have a feeling it's going to be a volleyball team this week, is just what I'm saying. Let's get to it right now, the Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game, and it is Ethan Aragundi, the 5'7", 170-pound sophomore, or a senior, I should say, from Classical Academy. 3 rushing touchdowns for the big guy. He was a tough guy to stop today.
Yeah, he doesn't sound that big by the size of him, but really runs hard and able to find the end zone 3 times today.
Ethan Aragundi, the Norfolk Iron Metal Player of the Game, the Steamway Florida Ceiling Drive of the Game, folks. It set the stage, the very first drive of the game. It was their biggest drive of the game, and the Classical Academy had a statement drive to open the ball game.
Yeah, definitely set the tone for them offensively the whole game. They take over on the University 40-yard line. It took 12 plays. Rusin, 1-yard touchdown run, that huge fourth down conversion in the middle of that drive, 5:37 off the clock. That is the CNH Solutions scoring summary.
All right, we will come back in a moment, and Mike's actually going to hit the CNH scoring solutions for the whole ball game. He'll do that when he comes back, and we'll get on with more of the Alt Feed Mill postgame show in a moment here as the Dogs go down 44-12 to TCA today in 2A state football. Back in a moment, this timeout brought to you, of course, on the Alt Feed Mill postgame show by Alt Feed Mill, right here in Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back as we continue with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show, 44-12. The Classical Academy puts it on University today. And let's get to it, our CNH Solution scoring summary for the ball game. How we got to a 44-12 final, Mike.
Clark, our first TCA possession was that 12-play drive. Rosen with the 1-yard touchdown run. That was also our drive of the game, 5:37 off the clock there. TCA on their next possession took over at the University 34. It ends with a Brown 1-yard touchdown on the 6th play of that drive, 2:30 off the clock. Once again, TCA takes over on the University 24-yard line. Rawson with a 1-yard touchdown run again. Then TCA takes over on the 50. Aragundi, 6-yard touchdown run. University finally gets on the board with a 9-play drive. Getting with the touchdown catch there. 2:02 off the clock on that one. We move into the second half, and Aragundi on a 6-play drive with a 1-yard touchdown run, and then he caps off the next drive with a 2-yard touchdown run, and then University wraps up the scoring on the day with the Doss 40-yard touchdown catch.
All right, that is your CNH Solutions scoring summary for the ballgame. 44-12. The TCA Titans beat the University Bulldogs here today. Come back and wrap things up here from Tom Roach Field in a moment. This timeout brought to you by our great postgame sponsor, Alt Feed Mill, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to Tom Roach Field. The final segment for our Alt Female postgame show. 44-12, Classical Academy beats University today. I'm not sure where we end up next weekend. So many home games, so many home teams this weekend. Maybe everybody on the road next week, but we'll see. Northridge goes out. Thompson Valley looked like they were going out, so the crowd for the championship getting thinner.
Yeah, and what Roosevelt is probably the only team that really has a chance to be at home next week.
Yeah, that might very well be the case.
Oh, no, it was at Thompson Valley, so they're going to be going to Evergreen, it looks like.
Wow, how about that? Yeah, we'll check it out. Check us out, Clark and the coach, on Monday from 10 to 11. Bruce and I will have all the brackets for you. But that'll do it for Mike. For Micah back in the studio, thank you all for listening along as we have a final score here in the 2A state quarterfinals today. It was 44-12. The Classical Academy beats University. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.